Blog Talk Radio.
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Metallica Through the Never. If you live for Metallica, then don't die before September 27th. See the 3D movie that Rolling Stone calls a full-throttle expression of rock and roll anarchy. Metallica Through the Never, only in IMAX 3D on September 27th.
Go!
Hello.
I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Have you guys been playing GTA 5 as much as we have? Sid's been murdering random passers-by every night. Darren is completing mission after mission, and Rob is just mad that the virtual barbecue ribs don't look realistic enough. Here's the show.
There's not enough barbecue sauce on the ribs, damn it!
True, I have to say.
You need to get the barbecue sauce cheat code.
Yeah.
They haven't released it yet, but it's coming.
Okay, good. Welcome to a new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a few guests sitting in. Of course, Jake is here with us again. Jake from Periphery. Hello,
hi.
Jake.
Hi.
And we have Bob Lugau. Lugau.
Yes.
Lugau.
Jeez.
Lugau. No, I know how to pronounce it. I'm just being a dick. Bob works at Relapse Records and co-owns Brutal Panda Records. Our studio audience is very excited for Bob. Bob, also a huge Prince fan.
You're going to hear some of that later.
Nice.
And it's
Bob is taking over the
blow your mind.
Nice.
The playlist and throwing in
I'm
some Prince.
I'm a huge Prince fan as well.
Uh-huh. Who that has heard Prince isn't a huge Prince fan?
That's an excellent point.
You don't like Prince?
You need a cock punch then. Not for me, but someone should.
Bring it on.
Prince can shred, though. I don't know if the metal
hits
that.
He's an amazing musician. I'll give him credit for that, but he hasn't written anything that I'm like, damn, I got to listen to that again.
Well, his first couple of albums were much more rock-oriented, and then he just went full-on R&B for the last 15, 20 years. So.
Well, there's plenty of funk, soul.
Yeah, funk,
R&B.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I really like his outfits.
Thanks, Noah.
He's a purple Yoda.
The assless chaps.
Yeah.
Kind of those.
Nice platform shoes.
Yeah, people think like Miley Cyrus's VMA performance was, you know, cutting edge and subversive. Yeah, Prince showed cheek
also,
9 years ago.
Yeah. Also, Prince wears platform shoes because he's 4 foot six. Not because it's a fashion statement. He's just a very small man. Thank you for that delayed laugh, Rob. I appreciate that. Nice. All right, go on.
All right. Well, I had an interesting weekend. Let's just get into it. I went to the Apollo Theater last night to see Metallica
perform.
I believe
it's pronounced Apoyo.
Oh, the Apoyo Theater.
Yeah, just, you know, the Latin part of town.
You were in the front row right next to Howard Stern.
I wasn't in the front row. I was like eight rows back.
Well,
maybe.
You know why I say that is I just assumed Howard Stern would be in the front row.
No. Well, okay. So it was a Sirius XM event. There was no, like, you couldn't buy tickets. You could only get tickets if you're like a listener and you went through the station. Mm-hmm. And obviously they invited like all the talent from the station in. And it was kind of surreal seeing like all of these like big names.
Cousin Brucey enjoying the talent.
Cousin Brucey was not spotted. No, but like everyone.
Here's the Metallica cousins on CBS FM.
He was just hanging out outside the Apollo anyway.
Yeah. He has an apartment there.
I refuse to move.
For his grandmas. He has a bunch of grandmas in Harlem. In Harlem, sure. Anyway. No, so that what was weird, though, is, so it's like this mix of SiriusXM staff and then like Metallica fans that won tickets. Some of them got on the lower level. And then about 15 minutes before the show starts, Howard Stern walks in to a seat to sit down to like start watching the show. And uproarious, like everyone's like, oh, my God, it's a celebrity. And it's like he just sat there like an animal at the zoo where like everyone's taking photos of him.
Also,
like
there's going to be celebrities on stage in a couple minutes. So let's all relax.
Yeah. No, it was so intense that he left.
Well, why wouldn't he be, like, backstage, like, at the side of the stage or something anyway?
Well, that's he wants like, to watch the show.
Yeah.
Why would
from
he
the side of the
no,
stage
he wants to watch it.
But the acoustics
like
the way, aren't good from the
yeah,
side.
Like the way you watch a show.
You and him should have stood next to each other and just blocked everyone's view.
You're both the same height, right?
Well, the guy, well, I wasn't, like, right next to him, but, yeah, I think he might even be, like, an inch or two taller.
I thought
he was
6'5", from
okay.
what I was
So, yeah, we're probably.
How do you compare in cock sizes?
Oh, no comparison.
Rob is way girthier.
Did you interact with him at all?
No, not at all.
That's not true, because I actually have a clip of you. What you said to Howard Stern.
Oh, what did I say?
Hold on, let me cue it up.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Oh, yeah. I did say that, but then a security tackled me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No.
Knock the mushrooms right out of your hand.
He's like, no, it's for Howard. He had a security guard with him that stood like sat in the seat right behind him, so he wasn't blocking anybody.
What did the security guard look like?
He was a much shorter guy. He looked like just like an old Italian man.
Oh, it was Ronnie the limo driver.
Oh, is that who it was? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But like he did not allow anybody to talk to Howard Stern. Like the moment anybody came within like 10 like centimeters of him, he's like, get the hell out of here. You're
10
not
centimeters
that's
isn't
pretty
that
close.
Much.
Yeah,
you're
not doing
like invading his personal space at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
So Rob's not good at the metric. Yeah.
I don't know.
So why was it so intense that he had to leave if he had this bodyguard and no one was
out? Oh, well, no, but like he came back out like as the lights dimmed, so no, it wasn't as much of a scene. Yeah, but like he was just sitting there and people were like taking photos like he's a giraffe at the zoo. He's like, what am I going
to
I'm not going
to sit here. But Howard is such a big deal to like all the SiriusXM employees and most of the people that subscribe to Sirius came over because of Howard.
Yeah.
So he's a god to them.
No, it's understandable from both points of view, but like as like putting myself in Howard Stern's shoes, which I probably can do. We probably have the same shoe size. But yeah,
same
like I'm sure
too.
He was just like, oh, I need to get out of here. I can't handle it. Like I don't want to
agree with that. It's
like
so
it's
rude.
Yeah,
it's just rude.
It's like
Metallica's
show. Yeah, like it's not about him. He's just there as a fan. He just wants to watch the show. And watching Howard Stern watch the show was worth the price of admission.
So
like, not only him, but like watching like everyone from Opie and Anthony watching the show, just watching people from Sirius watch the show was phenomenal. He was like at an old Jew at a Barbra Streisand concert. Like,
really?
I have a question, Rob.
Yeah.
Because there's a little bit of like a competition between the O&A guys and Howard.
Yeah.
Were they sitting next to each other?
No. The O&A guys were off like the left of center, he was in the center, but on the right side.
Yeah, they probably
so
make
they were,
sure of that shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean by competition?
Like, they hate each other.
But that's like saying like
there's a beef.
But there's a clear winner. It's not a competition when there's a clear winner.
It's like Dave Mustaine and Metallica too.
Yeah,
right. Well,
there's a clear winner.
It's a hatred one way street.
Yeah, right. And one part of it are really bitter.
Well, what's interesting too is that like the O&A guys were on the floor the entire time I was there, and like maybe one or two people came up and took a photo with them, and they were like, "Oh, great!" But then when Howard Stern came out, I was like, "Oh my god!" And they were just like looking like, "Oh,
well, they know where their bread is buttered."
Yeah,
they've got to
be used to it by now.
Jim Norton, by the way, he was into it the entire time, back and forth swaying like he's praying at like a Yom Kippur. Yeah, he's davening the entire show. That's his only movement, is just back and forth like this. And I kept like looking over, and sometimes there'd be like somebody in front of him or like people walking by, and I couldn't quite see him, but I would still see like out of the corner of my eye. Like, he is just like the entire time. But like Howard Stern, he mostly reacted, unsurprisingly, to like the radio friendly stuff, like Sad But True, Memory Remains. Like he didn't know what Ride the Lightning was.
Memory Remains, the second song you mentioned.
It's radio hits, though. I'm saying.
I guess, but
they
still,
come on.
That was a huge hit, though.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Are you kidding?
Marianne Faithful, man.
All right.
Well, like Enter Sandman, obviously.
You think a dozen songs you name first?
Like what?
Like anything off the Black album that was a single?
Well, they only played
one.
What? No, he didn't really react. I guess he did react.
He could have gone with Hero of the Day.
They didn't play Hero.
King Nothing, maybe?
Yeah, King Nothing.
Nice.
But it was just funny to like...
Did they wheel that bitch out to sing?
Is she still alive?
No, the audience did her part.
How did you isolate just that?
I have that drop as a drop isolated already.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because it comes in handy fairly frequently.
But Metallica puts it out, like they put in their demos, they put out like the a cappella versions of their, like there's like James Hetfield demos of him just like
seriously.
But that's taken right from the track though.
Oh, yeah.
That at the end there's a whole noodling thing where she just stands and goes
Remember that video too? She was on the swing.
I thought it was Tom Petty.
I was about to make the same joke, I swear to God. Good job.
Have they ever been seen in the same place before?
They probably fucked.
You think?
I don't know. Why not?
It's possible.
Yeah. An Eagles concert or something. Everybody was fucking everybody.
But yeah, it was really weird seeing like all of like the Howard Stern Rat Pack was basically there. Huh. Not like the
was Baba Booey there?
I was gonna
He was like right him, boy. Richard Christie, Sal the Stockbroker, and like. I don't know the guy's name, but like the wasted guy with like the wavy burnt hair.
Who's that?
I don't remember who
Ralph?
Was
it.
Ralph
the Stutterer?
Ralph?
Is it Ralph?
With the curly hair?
Yeah.
Ralph.
He was hammered. He was like jokingly trying to start a mosh pit or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like, relax, buddy. And like Sal the Stockbroker could not look more bored. It was just like, okay, this is just the work of it. Richard Christie, the only person genuinely into every second of it, obviously, because he's a huge Metallica fan. But that was part of the fun for me. But Metallica ripped it, I got to say. Yeah. And it was – I didn't realize how small the Apollo was until I was in there. It was it's like a 1,500-person venue or whatever, and it's even, it feels even smaller because it's three levels. So there's only like 500 people, you know.
I was worried if his voice cracked that Sandman Sims would have come out and taken him off the stage. With a hook.
I was thinking of a way to work the Sandman in. Good job, Darren. Thank you.
Security were relentless. They weren't letting anybody do anything.
No stage diving?
Oh, I mean...
There were seats,
right? Yeah, that wasn't even an option.
That would be weird. What if people move out of the way? You just land on the
Yeah, you kill yourself.
Yeah.
No?
No, it wasn't a Lamb of God show, so that's...
Oh,
fine.
Come
Don't worry
on.
About
come
it.
On.
Go on.
Metallica were super...
Sid, you are so angry today.
The Giants got... anally raped, so I'm bitter. Go on.
The fact that it was like in such a small venue and Metallica didn't have like their big show with like, you know, their TV screens and everything, I feel like it really showed what a tight machine their live performance is. Like they're so, everything is so just, there's no mistakes other than Lars.
Well,
just but like
his shitty drumming isn't a mistake. It's on the album too.
Production wise, though, like the show ran so smoothly, like it was they're such a well oiled machine.
How long of a show was it?
It was a 2-hour show that they played, and they were only scheduled to play an hour and 40 minutes.
Was there an intermission?
No.
What were the? Well, there used to be an intermission when they did those 3-hour shows. When they did the Garden. Mm-hmm. And when they did the like Nassau Coliseum and all that, they used to do when it was just Metallica and no opening act, they used to take an intermission.
Oh, okay. It was just Metallica, but there was no interview. It was just 2 hours straight. Because it was also airing on Sirius XM, so...
What were the less frequently played songs that they played?
Here, I'll read the set list. They started with Hit the Lights, then Master of Puppets, which like everyone blew up for. That was such a great second song to play. And then Ride the Lightning, and then Harvester of Sorrow. And then this is when I went to get beer, The Day That Never Comes. They played a new track. This was the radio-friendly portion. The Day That Never Comes, then The Memory Remains, then Broken, Beat, and Scarred.
What is that?
That's the one that goes, don't kill ya, make a more strong.
That's from the Death Magnetic, right?
Yeah, or it might even be... Yeah, no, it's from Death Magnetic. Then Sanitarium, Sad But True... Which was like, I feel, since that was such a block of shittiness, when the opening riff to Sad But True hit, like everyone woke up again. It was like, okay, thank you.
Thank God.
Did they play this? Oh, I wish.
Is he still in jail? He might have been in town if he's not in jail.
No. He's coming by to Sirius, and I asked him to come on the show just so that I can send you a picture.
Have to bring it up. You have to bring up him
collaborating
with Metallica and get us the isolated.
he's in some like movie. It's like one of those black romance films.
Uh-huh.
He is? Really? He's not that kind of actor.
On a different game,
one of those black romance films.
I don't know.
Like what?
Like a Madea film? Madea goes to jail.
Madea gets a Match.com account, I guess.
Tyler Perry.
One where Queen Latifah stars in it, and she gets like a real hot guy, too.
Yeah. That Queen Latifah's not into that.
Well, in the movie, her character is.
She's an actor.
That's weird. Boys in the Hood is a romance film for Noah.
I said Poetic Justice.
Oh, that movie's horrible.
Speak for yourself, Darren.
That was Tupac and Janet Jackson?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember Tupac went on Arsenio to promote that.
Really?
And talked about how, Janet Jackson didn't want to do a sex scene with him until he got an HIV test.
Really?
What?
And he was very
offended.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, dead now, so.
Isn't that reasonable? Not because of him, just anybody. Yeah.
That's why they didn't cast Eazy-E in that movie.
But also, I mean, they're not actually having sex.
Sometimes they do in films.
But now that I take a sec, I mean, she wasn't going to have sex with Tupac.
That's true.
Yeah. Sometimes in specific movies, two actors will.
But 95% of the time.
If it's Tupac,
most of the time. But I'm saying that it has
happened. Okay, yeah.
What if his schwanz just slipped and went in the...
She'd be wearing panties. She wouldn't be naked.
Come on, realism.
Come on, Tupac's dick can get through anything. Panties are not stopping.
Well, not anymore.
In his prime.
They're not stopping Tupac Shakur, is what you're saying?
No.
His Shakur is getting in there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. They also played Orion, then One, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Blackened, Nothing Else Matters, then Enter Sandman, and then the encore was Creeping Death, Battery, and Seek and Destroy.
It's very boring.
Solid.
Man, it's a solid. It's all the songs they always play, though.
Yeah.
I really mix
well, but it's for the radio, though. Like, you got, like, that's
I understand.
What I, that's what I sort of realized, like, oh, well, you know, this isn't just like a show that's for. But it was cool. I was going into it thinking like, okay, I'm gonna be so over it just because I also saw their movie a few days ago and I was like, okay, how much Metallica can I really take? And they're obviously gonna be playing some of the same songs, but it was good. It was a good show. They really put on a good live show. If you lower your expectations to a reasonable level.
Rob, which one was better, the movie or the live performance at the Apollo?
Well, here's the thing. When I saw the movie, I was like, this is probably the best experience you can get seeing Metallica live just because everything was so precise and perfect. Like, all of Lars's terrible drumming was corrected and, James's voice sounded great. Like, the sound mix was... I feel it's honestly worth the price of going to see it in IMAX because it was so... It gave
me
chills.
Did you see it
in 3D? Yeah. Also worth seeing in 3D. Like, the gimmick
you
works.
You can see right into the crevices in James Hetfield's face.
You really could. Right there. You really could. Awesome. You could see those face burns. It was a really good like live concert DVD experience, whatever. Like I don't, it's worth going to see in the movie because when I watch, like they put out that music video, I feel like the experience is totally different seeing it like flat as opposed to 3D with the surround sound. That's what, like they opened the movie with Creeping Death. I got chills. Like it was just like, this is so crazy. I've never.
How much of it is music and how much of it is the story?
I want to say it's like 85% music.
Oh, really?
What I think the good part of about the narrative is it gives you like a breather from the music for a few minutes. And also, you know, like how in the tour, like their outros sometimes are very long and repetitive. So it serves to like cut those off a little bit because it's just you're watching them play the same riff over and over. But the story was the dumbest fucking thing.
Is it worth seeing it because it's so bad, or I mean, is it just dumb?
It's dumb to the point of there's no point even like thinking about like, okay, what could they have meant? They obviously didn't mean shit with it. Like
there's no reason to have it in. They should just have Metallica playing.
The function of it was like to give you a break from Metallica,
because
you would just it would just be
also
draining.
Branded as an actual movie.
Yeah, like, yeah, I got yeah.
Why do I want a break if I'm going to see Metallica in 3D? I mean, don't I want to see all Metallica?
Here's the thing, like. Okay, they start with Creeping Death, and it's so awesome, and I am engaged as a viewer. Like, yes, I want to watch
concert
this.
Too.
Yeah, okay. It's all in one venue, and like that's kind of part of the story. Mm-hmm. And like during the part in Creeping Death, when they do, you know, the die,
right.
Die, they like go to the crowd, and it's like this long pan, and then they eventually pan to the actor, the character, and. That's like the beginning of the narrative, and this other guy is like, all right, you gotta go grab this bag for them. And they cut away from the song, like, at the climax of it to, like, have him run through a hallway, and you're like, get the fuck back to the concert. I want to watch this concert. What are you doing? Like, and that's the wrong, I feel like, the wrong vibe you want to send to your viewer. And most of the time, that's how I felt, like, when they would intercut it in the middle of a song.
Then why would they did that a lot, or is that...
Yeah, like throughout every song.
Fucking retarded.
But then there would be long stretches when it was just the song, and then you'd kind of forget that there's narrative, and then at the end of it, it'd go back to the narrative. Mm-hmm. But the music was always playing, though. There wasn't really any dialogue. There's maybe like one or two sentences.
How many Oscars do you think it's going to get nominated for?
You know what?
Like sound editing.
Yeah,
something,
like
right?
like. From a like
best
aesthetic
actor
from
too.
An aesthetic
Robert Trujillo.
Trujillo.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like a Pollo Theater.
Like a Madison.
Same thing.
The Mexican in Metallica. That's his legal name. He changed it.
He's also in Machete, right?
Isn't
he that guy?
Is he? No, no. He's that's his dad.
No, that's Danny Trejo.
Yeah, Danny Trujillo.
Are there any like known actors in this movie, or is it just all like,
that kid was
that
in,
kid?
No, that
I
kid
recognize
was,
the dude.
Yeah, he was in that movie where the kids have superpowers from. Yeah, he's the villain one.
By kids?
Can't think of the name of it. So they touch a meteor.
Chronicle.
Yeah, he's
that's
in
a
that.
Good movie.
Oh, Chronicle.
Movie.
Yeah,
in Lincoln too.
He's also in a movie coming up with.
He's in the next Spider-Man movie.
He's in that movie about Allen Ginsberg that's coming up too.
There's a movie about Allen Ginsberg.
Yeah. Is it Life After Birth?
As a child, though.
Life After Birth.
Allen Ginsberg.
After Birth.
Harry Potter plays Allen.
Oh my
Ginsberg.
God.
Yeah.
What?
That is.
Yep. Daniel Radcliffe.
I guess Allen Ginsberg would probably have been into that.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with that Jew he's got going on there?
Yeah. He looks very Danish.
By the way, Campion 95 asks Rob, is there any Cliff Burton falling out of the bus in 3D?
Oh, no! No.
Like he's falling right on top of you. You think you could save him?
Yeah, you could stop it. You could change history.
No,
aesthetically, I do have to say, it looks beautiful. Like, if you're like a film nerd or like a production nerd, I would recommend going to see it just for like the beautiful cinematography. Like, even the opening shot, it's like an over the head like shot of Montreal, and
this
it's like,
part of the review was written by Frank Godla, by the way. Go on, continue.
This is all me. Like I was like, this is really pretty the way they shot this. Pretty colors.
Well, didn't they spend like $300 million on
it? No, like $30 million. But yeah,
oh,
they
spent, it better look good.
They spent a lot of money
that's
on it.
That's a lot
for
of shows.
A
performance movie.
Yeah.
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 I feel like I really am surprised by a review because I thought this was gonna be. First of all, I thought it was going to be like a narrative like The Wall or whatever. Like,
no. It does not compare at all.
Right. I didn't expect that, but yeah. I thought it would be the
like
same.
That's their attempt.
Yeah, that kind of structure to the movie. And
I think it was more like the Led Zeppelin one. The song remains the same or whatever.
Okay, and I could see that. But, I mean, the fact that it's 85% just playing, I'm kind of disappointed. Like, I thought it was going to be really easy to
but
shit
here's the
on
thing.
It.
The narrative means nothing. Like, there's no substance. Like, it's just... He drive. Okay, this is going to be a spoiler. He drives. He takes a hallucinogen. Big spoiler. Wait,
hold
here,
on.
Guys.
Hold on. Stop the stream now if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Hold on. My memory's failing me. Who is this episode sponsored by?
Metallica through
the
Never.
All right, now go ahead and spoil the movie. Just for sure. That's not really. No, I'm not.
He takes a pill before he gets in the van, so it's supposed to explain like, oh, he's hallucinating here,
right.
But then stuff that happens in his hallucination whew, thank you starts affecting the venue, so it gets really trippy towards the end, and everything is tied together, like the set list that they play kind of correlates to what's going on in the narrative, like what the second song that they play after Creeping Death is Fuel, because that's when he's driving.
Oh, I get it.
Obviously.
We actually have a clip from the movie.
Oh, wow.
Right before he takes the drugs. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
I thought I saw myself in the movie. I didn't remember going up to Vancouver to shoot it. Did we ever find out the context of that clip? Like, I don't remember.
I
can't
ask
Spanky.
I don't
want to
know it.
Spanky.
It's better this way.
Spanky, if you remember the context you pulled that clip from, please offer that up in the chat. Thank you.
But I think it's worth seeing, definitely. It's a good concert
film.
Honestly,
after your entire like breakdown of it, I want to see it.
Yeah.
And I did
it
before.
It's worth
seeing. I'm sick of seeing ads for it.
Yeah. Well...
competing with
brace yourself.
Yeah, you could have to do it one more.
Yeah.
This is one giant advertisement for it right now.
Yeah, no, they didn't pay
for us to talk about it.
Yeah, they didn't pay for us to talk about it. Just do a live read, but
this is all gratis.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually disappointed. I was hoping that we would have comedy fodder.
I'm gonna be honest, like after they took away our cell phones because it was a screening, they didn't want us bootlegging the movie.
They took them away?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Which also for like a 3D movie.
Love,
I don't
love that IMAX cell phone footage.
I don't understand. Yeah. The 3D, really, like if you take your glasses off, it's just blurry. There's nothing there.
Or you put the camera behind, like between your eye and the glasses. Forget it. It's fine.
It doesn't make any sense. But I went like after like 40 minutes, I was kind of like, okay, I get it. But
I was picturing Rob with a giant 80s camcorder with the 3D glasses in front of it.
It'll make a fortune.
And buy mushrooms.
Were you allowed to leave or take bathroom breaks?
Hey, you were allowed. Oh, the best part too was Eddie Trunk was there for some reason.
Why?
And like would not shut up before the beginning of the movie. Like,
no.
I want to thank everybody for coming out to the screening.
Oh, he hosted it.
Hey,
or something?
Quick reminder: every Friday night, you can catch the only metal show in New York. And then like 15 minutes of him promoting himself. I'm like, and also I have a show up here, and also I have this book, and also I'm doing this signing. And it's like, this isn't an Eddie Trunk thing. This is a fucking Metallica movie.
Do you think he just like stood up and took the opportunity to promote himself?
Like nobody asked him.
I wasn't hired to do. Jumped out of the audience.
I thought that.
Here, let me.
Yeah, I totally thought that, but his radio station sponsored the screening, I guess, and that's how he did. They also had shirts to give away, right?
Yeah.
And they were, like, throwing them into the audience, and then Eddie Trunk was like, oh, well, I'll give it to these people up front. They have to sit all the way up here, and, like, their view is going to be obstructed because they have, you know, shitty seats or whatever. And then, like, they just throw it all to the people in the front, and then we were closer to the back, and people in the back were like, oh, what the fuck? We didn't get any shirts. Oh, this is bullshit. And then somebody's like, you got a free movie, jackass. And it's like, yeah, how quickly we forget that, like we're owed this free shirt.
And we'll never wear.
People went nuts. I'm like, it's just a fucking, they're all probably XL shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, it's just a fucking shirt. Yeah. It doesn't even say Metallica on it.
It says Trunk Nation on it.
It just says Never on it. Like, it's the fucking Through the Never logo. Like,
I sat here and listened to Eddie Trunk for 15 minutes, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
It's ridiculous. No, but it was cool. It was good. It's definitely worth seeing. And, like, I was sitting next to people that won, you know, ticket giveaways that were like legitimate Metallica fans, and I was really curious what their reaction would be the moment the lights went up. The guy next to me, this was his exact reaction. Ready? That was awesome! Oh, man! I can't wait to see that again.
Wow. What?
He wants to pay they know how to cater to their audience. You know? I mean, Metallica fans are going to be stoked.
Oh, and it's like, what other
Monster Energies and then go see Through the Never.
What other metal band could get away with this? No other metal
Maiden
band.
Maiden could. I mean, they're like Rock and Rio was amazing.
They did a movie. It wasn't in theater.
Around this.
It would not get like a wide release.
Right.
This Dream Theater has a movie out.
Oh, God.
No, they have it's a live DVD that they're going to be screening at theaters. But this is a wide release.
Actually, if Manowar did an animated film, that would be pretty awesome.
I heard Dream Theater's movie is a Cracker Jack flip book. I don't know if that's true though. But,
what? Why would you say that?
Come on, Darren.
There are any fans?
It's a DVD with a bunch of like extra features.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like you could watch it without hearing the sound.
No. Like,
I like that feature. They come to your house and watch it.
I wish you can set a camera onto each individual player, and then there's like a 3D cam.
Okay.
No.
That's actually really cool.
I thought there was more. I was waiting.
A bunch,
you could see right up there, George.
That's really cool.
If it was a different band.
There's hours of extra features, and there's a much better storyline.
Is this a library that I don't know about?
But the downside is you have to watch Dream Theater, though.
Yeah. That's not a downside for me.
Oh, okay.
My dream is to not be in the theater screening.
Succulent Chinese Meal in the chat writes, Eddie Trunk is the new Vinnie Paul. I don't understand what that means.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
He's into self-promotion. Like, he assumed you wanted to hear from him, like Vinnie Paul assumed Dave Hill wanted the autograph.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is this true? Jake was Dream Theater keyboard tech in 2005.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, they know everything about you. Gee, that's a little scary. Wow.
That was my first experience touring.
Oh, cool.
And they're great guys, and they're a really good band. So
take that, Sid and Darren.
Okay, I'm not nothing
against
them.
Two.
I have nothing against them personally. Jeez.
There's just a lot of Dream Theater hate going on, and I love them.
Sorry.
They're great.
Me too.
No, that's cool. I'm defending them.
Have you seen the DVD, too?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Are you excited for the multicams? Which cam would you pick?
Are you
a rudest guy?
No. I mean, I probably won't even use that feature. I just want to watch
You don't want to see Mangini shred on those drums? Those crazy fills?
Phil is there?
No. What? Bad joke. Okay. Moving on. Bob, so let's talk about you. Like, here I am talking about myself, and we have a special guest.
You weren't talking about yourself. You're talking about...
You're right.
Metallica.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Rob usually talks about himself.
Yeah.
So,
Bob and I have had a bunch of fun adventures.
We've eaten mushrooms and had gay sex together.
So that's what...
Oh, that's where the drop comes from.
No, that's actually completely unrelated. Yeah.
We've gotten wasted many times. Usually it's South by Southwest. I feel like that's when we get our serious
hang
time.
Yeah, this is the most sober
in.
I've ever been.
Yeah. Yeah, usually... It's either that or me and Vince Neil Steen from Metal Sucks go down to visit you in Philly, and then you can't find your way back home.
That happened once.
Because we're crashing at your place. So that was exciting. But you have a love for Prince. And can we talk about the Insane Clown Posse a little bit? Is that something that you want to publicly acknowledge?
I mean, well, you just did for him. So there you go.
Well, I didn't acknowledge what about it.
Oh.
But, what about them?
You're Shaggy Too Dope, right?
I am wearing a Shaggy Too Dope shirt. Right
now. You are a diehard Juggalo, like sincere. You have a sincere love for Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, down with the clown, tumped in the ground. that's just a thing we say.
But, yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I have like really good taste in music, but I also have terrible taste in music. So
I will.
Good balance.
Have you ever gone to a Juggalo fest?
The first six. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Whoa.
And you're still alive.
When I was 14 till I was 20.
Wow.
The first six.
Now they're too mainstream, right? The gathering.
They have gotten a bit out of control. You know,
yeah.
The drug bridge just had a couple casualties this year. Or people. Just
I'm surprised that this is the first. This can't be the first year. Maybe it's just documented.
Yeah.
Like so people just get buried. Yeah. They OD, like, oh, lose the body.
Throw them on the grill.
No, I think that people have, I mean, the first 3 years were in convention centers. Now they're like out in the woods and, you know, like where no cops are allowed. Like, I remember the first year they did it there. These cops were trying to sneak in, like, undercover, but they were so obvious about it. I think they had, like, a case, like, Smirnoff Ice or something. They're like, we're just here for, like, the juggler fest right now. And they're like, yo, get the fuck out of here. But year three, I believe it was, in Peoria, Illinois, great town, it was at some weird convention center, and the cops were just hating all of us, obviously, and they were really pissed off because all these girls were showing their tits the whole time, because that's what you do at a gathering, like you show tits. And they were like, if one more person shows their tits, we're going to have some problems. So this girl just immediately takes her top off, and the cops grab her, throw her to the ground. Her boyfriend punches this cop right in the face.
Oh, my God.
And then they immediately, they have their riot gear just ready to go, and they just start unloading rubber bullets and paintballs on us. And I was like 15, I remember. I was just hiding underneath the table, like getting shot up by the police just because titties were getting exposed.
Weird.
And then, like, they had horse cops out, like, you know, riot control and everything, and this one kid was, like, stepping in all this horse shit outside. And like, smearing it all over the horse. Punched the horse in the face.
Come on.
That kind of sucked. But then I saw, this pissed me off, because the media always likes to paint juggalos like we're insane.
Well, juggalos are already painted, I thought.
That's very true. No. Well,
joke completely fell flat.
Good. That was good, Sid. It was very cerebral.
There was like a local news station, and they set up a camera, and they were throwing Faygo bottles in front of it, making it look like they were under assault by
Oh,
jugglers.
Oh, wow.
And I saw them doing it. Like,
wow.
It was
that's fucked up.
Staged.
Yeah, and I remember when I was like 14, we were staying at a hotel, and there were these couple airline pilots there traveling, and, you know, we're all in our gear and shit, getting ready to go down to the fest. And
do you paint yourself?
Not anymore, no.
But you did.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, you know, when you're Don Mega of Juggalos, you're going to paint your fucking face. You know? Come on.
Now, would you do your own original facial artwork, or would you?
I'd do Shaggy or like Twisted.
Okay.
Twisted's easy. It's just white with, you know, black around the eyes. Hmm. Kind of like a raccoon style.
Yeah.
Sort of how Rob already looks.
Fair point.
But these airline pilots came up to us, like a bunch of like 13, 14-year-old kids. They're like, hey, you know, you guys are the reason Columbine happened.
Whoa.
Like,
what?
Really, dude?
What? Like,
trying to have some fun right now. You know, yeah. Like carnival.
I'm trying to understand how, like, that you were the shooters, or you're the reason the shooters want, you're the people they wanted to shoot?
No, by listening to ICP, you want to shoot people.
But I thought they listened to Rammstein.
They listen to both.
Oh, okay.
And
well.
They're
okay,
all responsible. Blood is on all of their hands.
Fair enough.
Trust me.
Then you should have blamed 9/11 on them. Or was this before 9/11?
This was pre-9/11. Oh,
so then that would have been
this was when Columbine was like the biggest domestic terrorist act, I guess.
All right.
One other good story. I mean, I have a lot of stories from the gathering, but
please.
I don't want to talk about it all day.
Okay. We'll have you back on to talk
further.
Yeah,
we'll do a special.
Serious.
But fucking, so I was, when they were in the huge park that they have, Cave in Rock, Illinois, Tech N9ne was playing one year. If you guys know him, he's a pretty popular rapper. He's the man. So he was rolling on ecstasy, hanging out with a bunch, like all the artists go and hang out with juggalos. Like I smoked a blunt with Violent J before. So hanging out with Tech N9ne, he's rolling on E, and like I said, girls like to show their tits, but he decided to switch it up, so we made a sign that said, like, juggalettes, show your buttholes, and Tech N9ne was just asking girls to show their buttholes when they'd walk by. I saw, like, 12 buttholes in, like, a 20-minute time span.
Now, this isn't just like they drop their pants. They
spread.
Yeah, you gotta show the. You gotta show the. Okay.
Any dingleberries?
Yeah, I was about to say were any like very
dark.
Now you saw 12 buttholes. Were all 12 worth it, or were like 4 or 5 of them like no? You can't.
I'd say all 12 weren't worth it.
How many of the 12 were 12 years old? Also.
I mean, they're all like, you know, the fans there. It's not pretty.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh,
your average
pictures.
Weight is like 260.
Yeah. I've
that's male and female too.
you might be undershooting the male.
I feel
weight,
like I feel no. I feel if you take the weight combined weight of all the males and the combined weight of the females, I feel like the females will outweigh the males. Like it feels like you way know, more fat chicks at that. It's like really fat women with very skinny, short white
guys.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, now that I think it over, there's a lot of very emaciated men that go to those.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Like the meth use is just you know torn them apart. But there, I mean, there's a lot of bands. Like, I actually had, like, Municipal Waste wanted to play a few years ago, and I actually got them on because I, like, found a contact there. But then they had, like, a conflict of interest, and they wanted to wear clown makeup and throw Faygo out on everybody, which would have been pretty awesome.
They wanted to be down with the clown.
Oh, absolutely. I think, like, Soulfly played this year.
Soulfly, they played 2 years in a row, and he's I had a great time. I'll go back anytime.
Juggalos love shitty metal, too. That's another
thing. Yeah, like, well,
they
like, Static X played.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Fear that shit goes that, so
there was
well.
A photo of Fear Factory playing, and like the crowd were just all overweight women with
in space bands too.
Just like the tightest
just women that look like Fear Factory.
Like,
yeah, female Dinos yeah. in the crowd wearing extra small skimpy outfit that like
tube top
didn't fit them when they were like 12, and they're still wearing the same tube top. It's like, come on.
Yeah, the fashion statements. Oh my God, people are, like lost in 1998 or something. You know, in the Midwest. In
yeah, yeah.
Too. It's interesting. It's rough. But yeah, I mean, it's a good experience. I highly recommend.
You'd recommend doing it once. Every year, Bob sends an email to me and a few other people like, "Hey guys, are we going to the gathering this year?
I want you to use your press pass. Get some free shit, you know."
I don't know. Like,
we should.
I've thought about it. I'm like, I can't. I don't think, ironically, even I could handle this. Like, it would just be like after 2 hours, I'd be like, I need to get out of here.
Well,
I can't
it's
be
like
around
5 days.
Yeah,
so
I can't be around
gear
these
up,
people.
And you can't go anywhere. Like, you have
although
to
they probably have good drugs.
Although
I don't know if I even trust them.
Yeah,
yeah, there was real bad acid going around this year, like 40 overdoses or something.
I could never understand going to like a concert or something and just randomly taking acid off of a stranger.
Yeah, especially a juggalo.
Yeah, or like, no, but like that.
Mushrooms?
The mushrooms, it's okay, because you see them. The mushrooms, they grow from the earth. no, like or like Molly or ecstasy or whatever, like that whole thing.
Yeah,
where
they're
the
probably
two
just
people
selling, like,
died.
Fertilizer or something, you know.
You don't know who this person is.
No, definitely not.
So that's that. And Bob, you also have quite a way with the ladies, I have to say. Especially when when Bob is hammered, I feel like you don't even have to do any work. The ladies just flock to you. Like at South By, you had some good stories.
That's purely, I can't get into that.
You can't get into that?
No, absolutely not.
Bob makes out with a lot of ladies.
But that's purely speculation.
Sometimes twice a twice, two at once.
Are you jealous, Rob? What are you trying to get at?
I'm not jealous. I want.
Wait, you want to make out with him?
No, that's not. I just know. I was just maybe Bob. You have some tips for the Metal Injection live cast.
Baby Bob.
Maybe Bob. But
let's paint a picture for the listeners of what Bob looks like. I would say it's a non-ginger older Pete from Pete and Pete, The Adventures of Pete and Pete. If he was not ginger, that's what you look like.
I don't have freckles though.
That's a non-ginger. Okay. You're like a normal human being version of Michael Morona, I believe his name was. Why do I know that?
He's actually
know.
Also one of Kevin McAllister's brothers in Home Alone.
That's right, yeah.
His other defining role.
And I think him and Little Pete have a podcast now.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's sick.
Everybody has a...
I would tune into that.
We're talking about this on a podcast, so...
Very, very meta.
Everybody has a podcast.
Very meta. But yeah, the ladies love you.
I would just say listen to Prince, man. That's the best advice. I'm serious.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Any starting point if someone has not gotten into Prince yet?
The song Head off of Dirty Mind, which is just about getting dome from a woman who's on her way to get married, and then she decides to suck Prince's dick instead. Like, it's unreal, man.
Who would say no to that?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. But he refuses to play his real raunchy, sexy songs anymore. He'll only do
because he's like a Jehovah's Witness, right?
Yeah, he's a Jehovah.
Mm-hmm. Is this new? Did he just recently become
it's
like
been
religious?
About, 8 years or something.
Yeah,
it's been a while. Yeah.
What?
He'll like flirt with like a real sexy song and just play like an instrumental intro to it when he plays live, and then the crowd goes nuts, and then he won't fuck with it. It's terrible. Like you just get blue balls, you know.
You'll pay any dollar amount to go see Prince. You were telling me you paid like $250 to see him.
$225. Like 2 weeks ago, he played City Winery. He did two special shows, and actually we had Red Fang in town playing with Doom Riders and some other band, I forget, Converse like flew them out for a special show, and New Power Generation was doing like a 5-day residency at City Winery. They kicked off the week by showing Purple Rain on a big screen, which I went to. It was awesome seeing that in a crowd environment too.
Also 3D?
It was not 3D, although Apollonia's breasts were
sure
3D.
God bless it.
Fantastic. But when Red Fang kicked the stage like two songs in, I get a text that Prince had just tweeted. He's like, City Winery, 30 minutes, be there. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm getting out of here, you know, and just hopped into a cab, dropped $80, saw one of the best shows of my life until Sunday when I saw the best show of my life, which was Prince, playing until 6 a.m.
Oh,
he went on stage at 3:14 in the morning.
Wow. Where?
At City Winery again.
How did you keep, like, stay awake from...
What's his favorite band?
I guess it's not hard.
Prince was getting the adrenaline running.
But yeah, wait, was he supposed to go on at 3 in the morning, or what was the...
He does whatever he wants, yeah. Dude. Seriously.
But like, all right, so you get the ticket, you show up. When are you supposed to show up?
We were there by, like, midnight, I think, and then his band, New Power Generation, went on at, like, 1, uh-huh. and they played until 3. So that's the best part about these shows. It's not like a legit Prince show where, you know, you buy a ticket, you see Prince, he's on at a certain time. It's like... just knowing he's going to be there, but not knowing when, is so amazing. So it's like in between. You never know when he's going to show
up.
Is Prince going to come? Is he next?
Yeah,
he
like, well, he just shows up while the band's playing.
Oh, okay.
His band, and he came out. Like, first you could smell him before you see him.
what does Prince smell like? What's the smell?
Jehovah's Witness.
I don't know. I would say it's like... like
lavender?
The tears of virgins and, like, you know, unicorn dust.
Okay, yeah, so you
smell. And lots of lavender, absolutely.
Right.
So you just smell this scent, and, like, this purple mist just, like, you know, takes over the entire room. And this is in front of 400 people, too, so it's mind-blowing. He comes out wearing this ridiculous floppy hat that, like, a woman would wear from, like, a Esquire, what was those old women's magazines? Not for old women.
Like, Woman's Day?
Like Vogue from like the 1920s. He's just wearing this huge floppy hat. He's got these huge gold chains on and like a jacket. Takes off his jacket, just reveals his muscles. It was unbelievable. Like, I kind of fell back.
Is he shirtless or is he wearing like a
sleeveless
shirt? Okay, sleeveless.
He's jacked too. You know?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
52.
Okay.
And 5'2".
Yeah.
So it's an interesting little combo there. And he's got a cane and he's just like, you know, just killing it, just like grooving on stage, not doing anything. And I was like, that was worth $225. Right? You know, I could legit go home right now and be satisfied. And then like he picks up the guitar, or no, I think he just did the mic for a bit. And CeeLo came out, did a song with him. Larry Graham. Wow. From Sly and the Family Stone.
Wow.
Kicked it on bass for a bit. Dougie Fresh was there.
Oh, my God.
So he's just, like, bringing out special guests and shit, jamming on the bass, keyboards, like, guitar. Like, and then they played a song that you're going to hear. Like, when do you play music on this fucking show anyway?
When we have to take a piss.
Yeah, sure. Okay. In a few minutes.
So you're going to hear a newer rendition of Let's Go Crazy that he did, which is, like, a stoner sludge version.
Wow.
It's so heavy, and, like, all my metal friends I played it for were like, holy fuck, man. Like,
nice.
And so he closed with, like, this super heavy jam. And it was just models everywhere. Like, Beyonce went the Friday night with Questlove, too, yet Prince didn't show up. And I was like, oh, my people know when Prince is going to be there, but apparently Beyonce shows up on the wrong night. Stupid idiot.
Have you ever met Prince?
No, I've been backstage at his shows before. I know one of his backup singers, so she, like, hooked it up.
How did you meet one of his backup singers? How did that happen?
My buddy works for Universal, and he used to work with her, and then she got us, like, a private table in Montreal. We went out to see him, and, like, right in front of the stage, this was an arena show. We had our own private table.
Wow.
We had one extra ticket, so we met this, like, 65-year-old woman outside, and we're like, yo, do you want to have the time of your life tonight? Like,
and then after you fucked her, you're like, oh, and do you want to see
actually,
Prince?
We got real. She didn't even buy us drinks or anything, and we took her to the after show, and she was, like, not grateful at all for
really?
The time of her life.
Should have made her show you're a butthole, like the juggler.
All I wanted.
I just want to know what 65-year-old butthole looks like, lady.
A lot of dingleberries.
Google it, Rob.
No.
It's not that difficult to find.
Now, I don't know if this is true. I heard Eddie Trunk jump on the stage and introduce Prince. So that's true.
He had to promote his Q104.
He was actually at the Morris Day show. He introduced Morris Day.
I've seen him a few times.
He's
too.
Probably good, too.
Oh, he's fantastic. But actually, one of the times I saw Prince, he brought Kim Kardashian on stage and was like, because there's, you know, celebrities go to these things. That's usually what I do when I'm not at, like, grimy metal shows. Like, hang out with celebrities and see Prince live.
Naturally.
You know? And he brought Kim on, and she's not dancing at all. So he's just like, all right, Kim, why don't you get the fuck off the stage? Win eight. Shit. And she was, like, so embarrassed. It was on TMZ, but, like,
didn't
take it
that.
Down. It was unbelievable to see that. And then the Montreal show, there was this psychopath that was sitting near us named Bulos, and this guy's wearing, like, this crazy fur
Are you sure this isn't like a GTA 4 character, though?
He could have been a Mirage, to be honest. Yeah. Like, that's how ridiculous this guy was. And Prince brought him on stage because they'll occasionally bring fans on. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, you're wearing fur? He's like, somebody call PETA. And he's like, get off my stage. Like, he loves kicking people off his stage.
That's awesome.
It's so sweet. And Bulos just shows up. To, like, he follows Prince all over the world and buys, like, extra tickets. And then he found, like, these two young girls in the crowd and brought them down to, like, his VIP table to, like,
oh, boy,
probably, you know, date rape them and all sorts of stuff. But that's not a bad gig, you know, follow Prince around.
That's not a fur coat. That's a coat made of the hair of 14-year-old girls. It's a little pube breach conquest in his coat.
Do they follow him around when he knocks on people's doors to convert them to being a Jehovah's Witness?
Is that a requirement?
He actually does that. I looked it up since you mentioned that. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Imagine Prince open knocks on your door.
I'd let him in and talk to me.
Sure. If it's
convert.
He's the best spokesperson for that because, you know, anyone else, he slammed the fucking door in their face.
I wonder if he's ever had a situation where, like, people have no idea who he is.
Yeah, right? I'm Prince. That's probably great for him. Where can he go that people don't know who he is? Hardly anywhere.
I can't think of anywhere. And, you know, that town should be burnt to the ground if they don't know who the Prince is.
The bad thing, though, is, like, if he gets a cold or something, like, we could lose Prince because they don't go to doctors and stuff, right?
Like Scientologists?
Yeah, I don't know if Scientologists, I know
Christian Science.
Yeah, no, but Scientologists just don't believe in that one disease. What is it?
AIDS.
It starts with an A.
Leukemia.
Alzheimer's.
No.
They don't believe in it. They think that's bullshit.
They don't believe in it, and they don't believe in what letter it starts with.
Autism. Fucking kids at St. Jude's, they want toys. Yeah, really sick.
No, but Jehovah's Witnesses don't get blood transfusions and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be what God says is going to happen to your body, and that's it. If you heal, you heal, whatever.
Boo.
No. Hey, Prince never been sick a day.
I feel, but also, yeah.
I can see why he converted. Yeah.
But I feel like if he does get sick, he'd be like, oh, fuck this Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah. Prince needs to be well.
Do you think he refers to himself in the third person?
I'm sure he has.
He could just go to a wedding and have the woman suck his dick, and then he'll be like, that's like a transfusion.
You may now kiss the bride.
No. Not yet. Tastes like Prince cum.
Why do your lips taste so amazing today, honey?
It's my favorite cologne, Prince cum. It's great.
She's just got purple jizz all over her lips.
Succulent Chinese Meal says, I'd only let him in if he would sing me a song about why I should convert.
Probably has a song.
I bet he does.
He has a song that we're going to be playing momentarily.
And also, that's a fucking lie. Of course you'd let Prince in. He doesn't need to serenade you.
Exactly.
Come on.
It wouldn't hurt, though.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's take a music break right now. All of these songs...
If it was Janet Jackson, she'd make him take an AIDS test.
Before you can't enter Janet Jackson's house until you've taken an AIDS
test. You've got to be safe. A very important woman.
Sorry, Magic Johnson. You ain't coming in. You ain't coming in.
She's not saying you can't come in. She just wants to know your status.
Oh, okay,
like, he's allowed in, you know.
At least
she knows. He can, you know, has to put on like a...
She just keeps her distance.
Yeah. Like a chem suit or something. Yeah.
Separate silverware.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a music break. All these tracks were picked by Bob, and yes, there is a Prince track, and as Bob revealed earlier... We're going to kick it off with Windhand. Anything you want to say about Windhand?
If you haven't seen this band, they're on tour right now. They're absolutely fantastic. We just put out new record September 17th, so that was last week, actually. It's awesome, stoner doom, super heavy, like, band we're extremely excited about. They'll also be on tour with Cavalier Attack and High on Fire.
Oh, cool. What's the name of the album?
It's called Soma, and this song is called Orchard. It's the shortest song on the record. I decided not to play the 30-minute song.
Oh, cool. Yeah, great. Here it is.
You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did that song sound great? Oh, I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Nope. Just kidding. Bet you got excited, though. Sucker. Here's another lame song.
We'll be right back. This is Slow-Mo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you. You can't spell eight without SID. And if you knew him like I do, you'd understand.
You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net. We'll be right back. Now that the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Rob, put down the Vaseline and broomsticks.
Ew.
It's my favorite Vaseline. Angela Lansbury movie.
Vaseline and broomsticks?
You just go straight broomstick.
That's
no
right.
Vaseline.
Quick reminder, the Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Metallica through the Never. If you live for Metallica, then don't die before September 27th. See the 3D movie that Rolling Stone calls a full-throttle expression of rock and roll anarchy. Metallica Through the Never, only in IMAX 3D, September 27th. I saw it. It gets the Rob two thumbs of approval.
And sadly, if you see it, Eddie Trunk probably won't be jumping up out of his seat to introduce
it. He won't be introducing the movie.
Or maybe he will. Maybe he just goes around to different theaters and just jumps up on the
for stage. Through the Never.
It's like a hot meal for doing it.
Well, yeah, he's got the punch card, so if he sees it 10 times, it's a free sub.
All right, let's talk about the music break. Here are the songs you just heard. Bob, do you want to go through it? Here, I'll introduce the song. You talk a little bit about it. Plague Dogs with Bastard Land after Windhand.
That is a awesome DB, like crust band, with some awesome melodies from Philadelphia. They've been dominating the basement scene in West Philadelphia. No, it's actually very vibrant.
They're huge in Philadelphia basements, you guys.
No, they just played a
Dead in Termites.
New York, too. That's how shows are in Philly, man. You go to base, like Windhand play.
What about the church?
People's
do they
kitchen.
Still do shows at the Unitarian Church?
Yeah, actually, Plague Dogs play open for Reign Supreme and John Baisley for one of his
place.
Comeback shows. I actually saw, yeah, the church is awesome, man. You can, like, BYO 40 in that place. But, yeah, Plague Dogs are awesome. They just have an EP out, and they'll be doing a new record later this year, I believe.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then there was Hooas.
Hooas with Baby Bird. That's a band on my own label, Brutal Panda Records, and their record's coming out October 29th. Band is fucking awesome. If you haven't seen them live, they are very entertaining to watch. Super heavy, kind of throwback to like 90s noise rock, the whole AMRAP days, you know? So, yeah.
And then Obliteration.
Obliteration are a Norwegian death metal band, Fenris approved. As, what did you think I said earlier? Feminist approved.
A feminist approved, I thought you said.
Feminists might be into them, I'm not sure. That's
big in the feminist basement scene.
Yeah. The Norwegian.
The Norwegian feminist basement scene.
Big scene. Well, no, because they keep the feminists in the basement.
Exactly.
They don't have a choice.
One woman is just forced to listen to death metal in a face.
And make sandwiches and vacuum.
Yeah.
That's how they could afford to pay Eddie Trunk and all the sandwiches that Norwegian feminists pay for make them.
Yeah, so Obliteration have its members of Necromantheon, too, which is another very sweet Norwegian thrash band. And Relapse is putting out their record November 11th. It was supposed to be November 12th. Fucking Lady Gaga is putting out an album. She did this with her last record. She's like, oh, I want to put out an album on a Monday. So how about the entire record industry changes their release date? And we had to do this just now. So like after we submit our one sheets and, you know, have digital
but
release
why,
dates.
Why is that important? Like a metal fan probably wouldn't want to buy her album.
Well, because if her album is going out on Monday and when all the stores are doing the buys and the promotions and everything, they want to switch it so everything happens. I mean, Tuesday is always the release day.
They want to coordinate
new
everything.
Records. But yeah.
Oh.
So then when a huge album comes out, it happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
They change the release day to a Monday and then everybody has to do it. And like, you know, we get last notice. So sorry, Obliteration, your album's coming out a day earlier.
And also that usually metal labels in the past, I feel like they didn't put anything out in November just because of the end caps were so expensive or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys not
the
even
Christmas
care?
Season.
Do you not even care? But is that not Relapse isn't going to get the end caps.
Yeah. I mean, we have a Weekend Nachos album coming out that day too. So
what's an end cap?
It's just like placement.
You go to like an FYE and like, you know, it's more visible pretty much to see which records
are on
display. Who
needs that now? Those record stores don't exist.
There are like 10 FYEs in the country now.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing. If you're a Weekend Nachos fan, you're probably not going to your local mall. To
Are most of Relapse sales digital? Like
No, we're all over the place. Vinyl is a large percentage.
Yeah.
Basements.
We sell basements. We refurbish.
Yeah, feminists included.
Yeah.
And CDs,
but CDs are
real
still
well.
CDs are still.
It depends on the genre. Like a band like Red Fang or Baroness, more of like the rock oriented stuff is going to sell a lot more digitally. Like maybe like 30-40%, but then like death metal sells CDs mostly,
right?
And then you know the hipper bands sell vinyl more as well too.
Yeah.
But we still sell like we put everything out on vinyl and CD, and we've even done some cassettes like Pig Destroyer and the New Coffins records. We put out
cassettes.
Yeah.
Like how many do you print? Like if you make
like 100.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not dipping like a 10,000.
I was gonna say, like, really, like, who is buying
end caps?
I feel like people buy the cassettes ironically, like they don't even have a cassette player.
I feel like you could probably sell Frank Sinatra cassettes still, but not, you know, something young people.
Yeah, kind of like punk and like death metal and like certain genres. Carcass's new records out on cassette too. Prosthetics did Ramming Speed's record on cassette. Skeleton Witches.
Yeah, the Lamb of God, the first Lamb of God record, I think was on cassette.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a reissue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because
they did like that whole batch. Yeah.
There's cassette only labels now too. Like when I started Brutal Fan,
like
vinyl only. I was like
vinyl
right,
only. I understand,
cool.
But
now
cassette
like,
only.
Cassette only.
Come on.
Is there going to be like a wave of cassette nostalgia like there was with
there
vinyl?
Is, there is.
That's
I didn't even know that.
Right. I'm witnessing
it
right now.
I wasn't aware of that.
It's very underground, but like some bands only.
Well, it's like they have record store day. Isn't there a cassette?
There is a cassette
store
day happening. Just like record store day.
Yeah.
Is
Periphery material available on cassette yet, Jake?
That will never fucking happen. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you don't want to hear your music with a...
Yeah,
I think
I want to rewind. I want to rewind my album for 2 minutes so I can listen to it again.
Yeah. Well, see, here's
that's the best
like,
part. You can't skip tracks. So you're
yeah,
like
building the anticipation.
To
yeah. Well, I guess it's just like for a band like Periphery, like the sonic quality is very important to the sound of it. Whereas like this is more crust punks, where like they want it to sound shitty.
See,
like,
the
sonic
quality.
The sonic quality.
The sonic quality is important to the sound. So you're saying basically the sound is important to the sound. Good job.
Yeah.
That should be like the sticker on the cassette.
The quality of the sound.
If the sound
important.
Is important to the sound.
You know what, Sid?
I'm a little sad.
But the other advantage about cassettes, and let's not forget this. This is probably the best thing about
the
cassettes.
Other wait, there's four.
I don't think we named one yet.
Besides the quality.
The sonic quality is important
the
to the sound.
The sonic quality is the most important.
It's the least important to cassettes, but go ahead.
But the best thing, and you can't do this with CDs, maybe you can do it with MP3s, but that's stupid, is you can carry around a boombox on your shoulder, you know, do the right thing style.
I mean,
you
can
do it with
it.
CDs.
You can do it
with skip.
I can do it with skip,
yeah,
if you
exactly.
Walk past.
Yeah, vinyl.
You can
do
it with
you
do it with your iPhone.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Get one of those retro beatbox cases. Turn it that way. Like, look at me. No.
I was just at like a party last night where the person had like you know the iPhone stereo, but they had an iPad on it, and I was kind of disgusted by it. I don't know why, but I was just like, it's like so big. And I'm
yeah.
Like, what is this doing here? You know,
get this out of here.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I felt
no room in the basement for that. Get this shit out of my basement.
Yeah, Kasperger said the other advantage is the cassette will self-destruct long before you get sick of the music.
Oh, fair point.
Plus, you could strangle someone with the tape if you're not doing to it.
It's multi-use, is what you're saying. Jake,
like
what is there? Like, do you guys do really well digitally, or is it like still like primarily physical with Periphery?
It's primarily physical, but the digital side is significant.
Like, from the first album you guys released to the new one, is the digital like greater? Would you say, or
no,
is it
it's
the same?
It's like the percentages are about the same.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's very strange how it works out like that, but it's a significant portion, but definitely physical.
Yeah, you still, the CDs.
I think
are
that's metal in general. Is like you know people are so dedicated to the music and they want a physical product. The artwork's so important. The lyrics, you know, especially when it comes to vinyl or like special packages, you know, all the merchandise. Like, people want the experience. Like digital, I love streaming music on Spotify, but I buy vinyl when, you know, I really love a band. And
also,
yeah.
You can't get a digital track autographed when you go to a show.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
But also, what is the value of an autograph?
Can you download
an
autograph?
I mean, if you're a fan.
You could. You could download a signature and then just print it out.
Digital signature.
Yeah. Download a signature, Photoshop it onto the CD cover, print out the CD
cover.
No,
but then you don't have the experience of, like, chatting with someone.
Yeah, okay. I guess
every time you meet someone
at
a band, you don't
even
get their autograph.
Yeah. The good
Jake,
thing about
actually,
that.
Could you sign a beer label for me? Now that I've met you,
and Rob, the way the name is signed is very important to the signature. I don't know if you know that.
But...
very important. Probably the most important thing about it. Fuck you.
Yeah, I totally don't get, like, I don't get autographs. I mean, I get it, but to me, they don't really.
That's
like,
when people
I would
pay for and get like a certificate of
authenticity. Oh, no, I would never pay for one.
Like an Alice Cooper certificate of
authenticity. Yeah, like, who cares? Who cares? Like, what? He just Sharpied some scribble on this.
Well,
piece
I mean,
of paper.
We'll do like autograph pre-orders too, where like, you know, it's nice that the band will take time and like maybe autograph a poster or something that you get.
But here's the thing. The band is just sitting there, meticulously autographing 200 pieces of paper.
Correct.
It's like, what value is it? Like,
wait,
why would you?
Do they have to lick the envelopes that they send the posters into?
Yeah,
well,
they're
not shipping the records out. Well,
yeah, like you. Yeah, how long does it? Like, it must take hours to autograph like all these booklets and everything.
Yeah, it's funny because like our management will have these huge piles of shit that we have to just go through, and there's six members in the band, so it takes us literally like all day to go through like 500, 1,000 of these things. It's so annoying, and there's no value.
But then you get carpal tunnel syndrome and you can't play.
Yeah.
That's your moneymaker right there.
I totally understand it because it's like they can offer those to like radio stations to do giveaways, which in turn promotes the band and like exposes the record and
some
whatever.
Retail stores want like autograph copies.
Yeah.
And then they'll buy more too. So it's all like, you know, part of the business.
Right. Because people want it, but it's like what is it really that they're
you're
getting?
You're holding a thing that guy held at some point. It's
you're
a
right.
Connection.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it
I
is.
Guess that's true. Yeah,
like
that's
a little booger on the corner or something. Like you really
that would actually
we,
be more.
We did customize them. Like we didn't just sign them. We were told to, but we would like draw dicks on them and like
kids want dicks.
Stories and stuff like that. I mean, hey, if they're listening to our band, they have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I think that's cool though. I mean, it is like you can just buy the regular album, or if you get like an autographed version. I mean, it does mean a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess you realize. Okay, you know what? If you're like a big fan,
I bought an autographed Twisted pre-order of their last record. I thought it was pretty dope.
I guess you're also supporting the band a little more by buying like a slightly like greater priced one, right? Would it be like a, or I guess it's just
sometimes
like a limited edition.
It's just an enticement for pre-order.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I got you. It's just further enticement.
Why not? Just toss a John Hancock and some cocks on there.
Yeah. And I guess it's like, what is a day of your time in a job if like it sells a few more CDs, right?
Oh, no, it's totally worth doing, but it's just one of those tedious jobs that, you know, you complain about it when you're doing it, but it's really not that big of a deal.
Right. So basically, you don't want anybody ever to come up to you at a show and ask you for your autograph.
No, I love it. I love it when people talk to me at shows and stuff. I think it's great.
Casperger in the chat writes, yeah, like Rob doesn't have a metric ton of signed Chromeo crap in his
house. Oh, God. Rob, the world's biggest Chromeo fan who missed the on sale for their show this week.
Yeah.
They're playing this week?
No. The tickets went on sale this week. And my wife is also
sold out in like 5 minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
She bought the tickets, and then 10 minutes later, she IMs Rob. She's like, oh, I got my Chromeo tickets. Did you get yours? And he's like, oh, crap, I forgot. And they were already sold
out.
Wait,
so who's going with her to see Chromeo? Is it you?
Coworkers. I'm not going to that fucking show. Kidding?
Just be nice to her, Rob.
I had my experience with Chromeo.
It's funny, because earlier when we were walking over here, Rob, I was telling him how I just got tickets to see like Kanye West and Nine Inch Nails, and he was like, oh, I don't really pay for concerts anymore. And I was telling him how much I paid for Prince. He's like, but I'd pay to see Chromeo. Like, that was the only band.
I'd pay to see Chromeo.
He'd actually pay money.
You'd pay $225 to see Chromeo?
No. I paid $225 to see Roger Waters, and that was like, I don't know if I'd do it again, but totally worth it.
He'd insist to pay double to see Chromeo.
Yeah.
I want to pay $500.
No, I'd pay like $30.
I'd pay $200-something.
That's how much the tickets were.
Service charge.
That's how much they were, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
Webster Hall.
Wow.
That's
they should be playing. You know who, have you heard Disclosure yet? Anyone here?
No.
Awesome UK, like electronic duo. Just pumping out some jam.
You mean Daft Punk?
No, they're from France.
Rob just downloaded
There's more than one electronic
It's all the same.
Disclosure is sick.
Latch, which song should I play right
now?
Or When a Fire Starts to Burn.
Yeah.
When a Fire Starts to Burn.
Predict this sounds exactly like Daft Punk. All right, go.
Except without Pharrell. This is like lo-fi Daft Punk.
Actually, it's starting with a toilet paper commercial right now.
Stupid YouTube.
How appropriate.
How does it know?
Why are the bears a different color than what they are on the actual Charmin?
Oh,
let's just hear the fucking. You gave it away. Let's just hear it.
Okay.
Dude, electronic music videos are always so awesome. It's much better than watching like a death metal band playing a warehouse.
Well, because there's no money that has to go into the actual production of the record, so it all goes into the video.
Smart man, we could learn something from here.
How you get into your zone, right?
I'm gonna fast forward a bit, right? Because this is just sad.
I know about
this W. Kamau Bell. And it starts to
spread. She gonna bring Rob, there's a rumor in the chat that Chromeo signed your moves when you went to see you.
No, I already told you a story. Like I passed them on the street.
They were brunching.
I just wanted to say moves.
And right? I think one
movies.
Of them lives around here.
I'm sure they both live.
I think they both live. Yeah, and I was
there
like,
anything more degrading than telling a man that he has boobs? Because that's what you just did.
Rob knows.
The chat is very fine. Rob.
I don't think I have boobs.
I don't agree
I'm
with
good.
It.
Yeah.
You can be good and have boobs.
Rob lost a lot of weight, I have to say. He's leveled off.
Oh, so before I had boobs?
You were a little heavier.
I was a little
boobish. Take him out right now. Let's see.
You weren't fat or anything.
Dump
Pretend
him out.
This is a...
Oh, wow.
No, but you're stretching
out.
You're flattened
out a little, but not terrible.
You flattened out a little bit. Okay, I'll give
like
that an
eight.
Yeah, definitely lost
training
weight.
I have to give you credit.
Good job. You're definitely to the point where the stomach sticks out further than the tits.
Oh, it's all... I'm all gut now.
It looks like two pepperoni islands surrounded by a sea of hair.
Like if you emptied a bag of ants on two pepperonis.
It looks like taco meat.
I know what I'm having for dinner.
I'm hungry for the old El Paso now.
Oh, all right, let's hear this song. This sounds just like Crystal Method or like Chemical Brothers. Like
I mean,
that
was like
but
15
like,
years
yeah.
ago, you know.
It's true.
I know it is hard to like look at electron when you're so engrossed in a genre like we all are.
Yeah.
You know, where you know so much about every subgenre. Like there's a million electronic subgenres too.
Right, yeah, no, it's its own crazy world.
There's some artists like doing this like Brooklyn Warehouse event on Friday called Spongle, I believe, and I've like heard of him before, but I went on his Facebook to like because my friends are going to the show, and he has like 320,000 fans on Facebook, and that's more than any
so
of our
It's so huge,
bands.
Yeah.
Like possibly, well, not combined, but
you might all be bots.
So
maybe
big.
The followers are electronic too. It's possible.
It is possible.
Yeah.
For sure.
Also, electronic is more accessible than.
Oh yeah,
band,
absolutely.
So there's that aspect.
Because chicks go to the shows, you know.
Yeah. But even still, I feel like with metal, you kind of have to, like, some of it is a little too abrasive, you know, like you have to have a taste
you
for it.
You have to
it.
Be
oh,
capable
yeah.
of thinking. It's thought-provoking. Electronic music, I don't think it's just like, let's go to the club and dance around and do Molly.
Yeah.
It's not as much of a thought-provoking. There's people that want to turn their brain off for their entertainment, and there's people that want to have thoughts provoked.
So you're saying that metal is thought-provoking
compared
music?
To electronic music, yes.
Are you saying that you like metal?
I like some. I like more metal than I like electronic music, I'll say that.
So who is your favorite artist? Is it Tegan and Sarah?
No, Fugazi.
Oh, okay. Legit.
Yeah, thank you.
Bob approved.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite electronica artist?
Electronica artist? I don't think I have one.
Okay.
Have you guys heard Duck Sauce before? They did the song Barbra Streisand, and then they did this video for, what the fuck is the song called? It's like the most ridiculous music video I've ever seen. Big Bad Wolf. Yeah.
This was electronic also?
Yeah, but the music video is like really absurd. I suggest everyone watch it.
Stop listening to this podcast, everyone. Just click over.
Well, we can just listen to the song now because it's audio.
Cynic or Chromeo.
I do want to start an electronic duo, too, if anyone's interested.
Who do you hate?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
shall we? We could be Robin
take,
Bob.
Like, traditional Russian like folk songs and turn them into electronic beats.
Someone did that already with the Tetris song, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, like the Tetris song, everyone's remixed that.
Hey, even Bruno can be in your band.
Oh.
Dog.
You actually need to give that your full attention. So
oh, well, I mean, I'll watch it. We'll do it. But,
there's even a cow in there.
What?
This is the barn.
Is this the song? What's going
yeah.
on here?
The song. Oh, no, there's the animal.
sorry. I couldn't resist. So, this guy's crotch is a head.
Yeah, the concept of the music video is that their head, their penises are heads.
Oh, really?
Like human heads. Yeah, it's really good. There's some sex acts involved. Fellating, I believe.
I have this dream every night.
This is a really trippy video. Search duck sauce, big bad wolf.
I like that there's all these barn animals in the video, in the song.
But no ducks, ironically. You'd think duck sauce.
Well,
cracking.
They've been turned into sauce.
That just reminded me of this Russian band I found recently.
Uh-oh.
Called Ruskaja.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Actually, they might not be Russian. They're
oh, boy.
It's a Russian parody.
Yeah.
They're actually from Trenton.
Wait, but, it's on Napalm?
Yeah!
Here we go.
Wow. Oh. Go-Go Bordello.
Yeah. But like more metal.
Come on, everybody, bare back. Oh, God.
Euro metal. So
this is just ska.
You're right. But with Russia singing?
Alright, it's still ska.
You're right, it is.
That's how behind Russia is. Yeah. They're just getting the sound when it's hitting them now.
This is the Mighty Money Blair tone.
Yeah, exactly. School mud zippers are huge there. Let's swing.
Big bad voodoo daddy.
Yeah, oh, God.
Not fresh.
Was anyone a legit ska fan here? I was.
I was into punk then, so I was into ska punk.
Okay.
They used to, like, hold ska, ska shows.
Well,
like
yeah,
the
but I
didn't
make money.
No, we at a synagogue actually in Bensonhurst.
There is,
yeah. Not just Scott, we punk, hardcore, whatever.
Their
basement shows. But, you know, Bob, like in Philly.
Yeah.
There was a basement scene in Brooklyn.
But a feminist locked up down there?
No, sadly, that would have been nice. It was,
well, in Russia they do that. Put
yeah, well,
riot.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Locking
yeah.
up all their feminists.
Rest in peace.
Well, Rob was the cigarette girl at your shows, right?
Basically.
I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, I would sell the...
potato chips and marked up soda bottles.
Yeah.
Cans. Soda cans. Right?
Yeah,
bottles.
Sure.
You would have a chance.
No, I have water bottles in soda cans.
Okay. No water
yeah, Scott's definitely one of those scenes, though, that's, like, pretty much dead. You know,
yeah.
It's hanging on
yeah.
by a thread. Like, Les and Jake still exist.
But
they were the best.
They were
ska
punk, too, though. They weren't, like...
Yeah, that's true.
When I think of ska, I think of, like, the Toasters and,
okay,
like, that
the
whole
specials.
Moon. Yeah.
Anything
the ska
with
punk
the...
band sort of had, like, a longer shelf life.
That's true. Like Goldfinger.
Do you remember the band The Suicide Machines?
Yeah, it was just Suicide Machines.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But,
they were heavy, dude.
They
were
great,
heavy.
But like I saw them a couple of years ago, and it was so, it's like they
sad.
Were still in the late 90s. Like they were ranting about MTV and like, where, fuck Gideon Yago. And I'm like, it's 2011. Do you realize these people don't exist anymore? They
oh,
like
God.
Literally, they were still, it was weird. It was weird.
Meanwhile, Gideon Yago was in the crowd.
I was like,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, oh man.
I'm the one that booked this show.
Yeah, but there was nothing like a good skank at a show, you know? Just letting loose and skanking. I don't mean women. I mean,
well, that too, though.
Dance.
Skank, skanking.
Dance, yeah. Skanking away.
Yeah.
Do you like Mustard Plug at all?
Yeah, they were all right.
I was a fan of them.
Yeah. They had some decent songs. I saw them at Tramps.
I saw them in front of like 10 people.
Oh, my God.
Multiple times,
yeah.
too.
I think they have a Kickstarter. For a new
they
album.
They do, actually. My brother was like their street team rep in Providence, Rhode Island, and when he was in college there, and he was like supposed to promote a show, and like three people showed
oh,
up.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And they gave him a free t-shirt or something.
Well, how old was your brother at the time?
He was like 19 or something.
So it's like, why are you...
I mean, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, but also they're relying on this one 19-year-old
yeah.
to promote their local show.
Exactly.
They're like,
Providence. Your career's dead. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they successfully raised money on Kickstarter, too, which is solid. But, I mean, when they were at the peak of their career, I saw them in front of, like, 15.
Yeah, they were never huge.
Yeah.
They opened up for MXPX. That was, like,
oh,
their
yeah.
big time.
They're now H2O, is what
oh.
they're saying.
Dude, H2O was my first, like, hardcore show, or my second show ever. But I saw H2O, Kill Your Idols, and who's now Black Anvil, for those of you who don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
No, the whole... band?
Yeah, all three guys are now doing Black Anvil instead.
Nice.
And it was weird because it was like my first show was Smashing Pumpkins, but then went and saw H2O when I was like 13 or something with Kill Your Idols, and now I work with Black Anvil too, who are fucking awesome dudes. But that was good, man. I like H2O. I was straight edge for a bit. That was stupid.
Yes. Now you are the complete opposite.
Anyone else fuck with that?
Straight edge, and I don't really drink much, but I never felt like labeling.
You never claim the edge.
It's more because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
Beer's expensive. Just fuck it. I'll just have a Diet Coke. I'm good.
Nice.
Some water.
But if you go to a bar, Diet Coke is like a Hooters. If you go to a Hooters, like a Diet
that's,
Coke.
That's your, you know, when
you
of a bar.
When you find yourself at a Hooters.
Last time I was at Hooters was my birthday.
Yeah, I remember
you
that.
Went to Hooters on your birthday.
We went to some comedy show in Central Park, and then we were going to eat afterwards, and the only place that was open was the fucking Hooters. And I'm like, I don't like any fanfare for my birthday, but like I got up to go to the bathroom for a second, and when I came back, all of a sudden, all the
okay. So when he went out, it was me, Sid, and Sid's good friend Lonnie, and I was like, to Lonnie, I was like, we have to get him like a happy birthday
they
thing.
Special.
Yeah, I was like, he's gonna hate it, so we have to do it. And then like basically all the waitresses came by, and like he was the center of attention.
Dude,
and
I've
was
been so upset.
I
felt like such a moron. Like, why did I go to the bathroom?
He just had a deadpan look of like, are you serious? Did you guys really do this? He's like, you know, I don't want this.
It's on the house too.
So what do the girls do?
They just like happy birthday. I'm like,
did they make
crowd around
on
him?
The table?
No.
I've been there for a Hooters birthday.
Oh wow.
On my own. But
yeah.
Like, my friend wanted to do it, and they made him get on a table and like.
Oh God.
I guess we were a smaller party. How about that? Yeah. That's probably right. It was just the three of us.
But they knew
of course,
we were
light pitchers and some wings, too. Hey, man, they have good wings. Did you hear about how they're trying to become more of a family-friendly restaurant?
I did see that. It's like your name is fucking Hooters. What are you
like,
doing?
How are you going to rebrand it?
Owl?
Know? Like, yeah, I guess so.
But
they want like kids and women to start coming, too. Like, your food sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
So, the whole point of it is that, like, you get to see scant, like, that's the
but they're not
point.
Even scantily clad. They wear leggings that are, like, 8 inches thick. You can't see anything.
No,
like,
it's short shorts. What
but then,
yeah.
But then they've got, like, the pantyhose or whatever underneath. It's not like there's bare skin exposed anywhere.
Well, because you don't want to see varicose veins.
They're more covered up than the waitresses at most, like, normal restaurants you go to now. It's
yeah,
like,
I mean, I'm surprised they're still in business, you know?
Like, but, just like a relic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's like Tad's Steaks, but, like, slightly more fancy.
It's like it's a slightly fancier Roy Rogers, basically.
No,
Yeah, soon it'll only be found at like rest stops on the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, which is like what Roy Rogers is.
Yeah,
like,
no, there is one. Darren frequents the only
frequent. I go there for a treat with my girlfriend once a month.
That's frequent compared
that's
to
the most loyal customer.
It actually hasn't been once a month, so that's what we plan to do. But we did it that one time I told you all about it, and before that was like 3-4 months before.
But they were waiting. They stayed open. They're like, maybe that guy and his girlfriend will come back.
Well, you know, the thing is,
hold out hope.
It's Roy Rogers and a Nathan's and something else,
Arthur
too.
Arthur Treacher's,
so
perhaps?
It's not Arthur Treacher's.
Oh, Arthur Treacher's. What a great.
Yeah, really? they do great business in there. It's just the little corner with the Roy Rogers is always empty.
Poor Roy Rogers. Well, he was what, like a Western actor or something back in the day? And then he just started frying up hamburgers?
Yeah. Or probably just put his name on it.
Yeah,
like
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
It's just if you're country Western and your last name is Rogers, you get a restaurant.
I bet that's why Kenny Rogers probably did it because he's like,
he has his own restaurant.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Yeah.
I don't think those really exist
anymore
either.
It was
like,
good.
Yeah. They have one in the Nathan's, in the original Nathan's.
Do they still really?
Yeah.
Popeye got his own restaurant, too. Wendy. Or that was Dave Thomas, I guess.
Yeah. Popeye's I love. Don't be talking shit on Popeye's.
No one talk shit.
It's great. There's very few fast food places I will go to. Popeye's is on that short list. I think the only other one really is Wendy's, although my last experience at Wendy's
Taco Bell.
That. Oh, and Taco Bell is
a you love Pizza Hut.
No, I will not. I will not go to any pizza place.
They need to do more combos like the Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo.
Yeah, that was
like,
basically
you know,
college. It was just like every day was Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
Yeah, just hitting up combos.
White Castle.
Yeah.
Personal pan.
No, I wouldn't really attend. I wouldn't go to the White Castle that often. I regret it now. I have to say.
You should have gone more. You're saying.
Yeah, but now there's a White Castle.
You could have gotten tits so much sooner.
Yeah.
Now there's a White Castle like. Not too far away, where it's like Enough of a Walk, where it's
the one in Bushwick.
The one, I guess it's in, yeah, like on Metropolitan.
Oh yeah.
But it's like a bit of a walk. So it's like I really have to be committed to White Castle.
Should get a car just so you can get White Castle.
Oh my God.
Rent a zip car. Rent a zip car for half an hour just to drive to White Castle and drive myself back.
You'll burn
a few calories doing that, too. You know, just walking to the car,
opening the door,
typing in your reservation.
That's why I like to walk there, because it's like, well, I burn some calories right before I stuff my face with like.
You need to get like a Lamborghini so you can get home in time enough to shit.
Yeah,
because it goes right through you.
Well, you're not eating at the White
House. No, of course not. You take it out and
You're telling me you're going to make it home without eating one burger?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't believe that at all.
What?
Do you bring your own plastic bag to put the White Castle bag in so nobody knows what you've done?
Hide your shame.
I'm not ashamed at all. White Castle is great, terrible food.
It's great in the moment.
In the moment.
It's all.
What?
You ever fuck with the frozen ones?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I've had them.
They're not.
I mean, they're exactly the same, right?
They taste a little.
See, the thing is, I get a few burgers, and then my vice is the chicken ring, the ranch
chicken ring.
I've never had ranch.
They have
chicken comes in circles, you know.
They have ranch dry rub, and it's so good.
Dry rub.
It totally makes it.
Yeah. The freezing process takes a little something out of it, I think. But it's still good. It's just not when it's freshly grilled. It tastes better.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But I haven't had one. I don't even remember when the last time I had White Castle was. Over a year, at least.
Same here. Yeah.
I've had it much more recently. Just because it's there, and it's like once in a while, I'm like, I don't care about my health at all.
I definitely know the feeling. I'm just getting up there. I'm trying not to abuse myself.
No, I totally understand.
Someone actually just wrote, I hear Kenny Rogers is doing an anti-gay jingle for Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Huh. I
thought Chick-fil-A was over. I thought they said like they don't care anymore. Like we don't want to.
What the battle against homosexuality is ended.
They're over homosexuality. Like whatever.
We're just gonna focus on the chicken now, ladies.
Yeah. I guess he was kidding, but I could totally see that being true though. With Kenny
but Ryan. Why would he want to help out a competing business? You know, when he's got his own
rotisserie
chickens, he's got to sell.
He didn't write Kenny Rogers. He wrote Kenny Robgers.
Oh, that thing.
Okay.
So it's the other guy.
That guy's a prick. Very homophobic.
Yeah, he's a total homophobic.
Kenny Rogers.
I actually went to Chick-fil-A for the first time the other day.
How is it?
I was disgusted with myself.
It's just a fast food place.
It's good, though. It's tasty.
Wait, where were you? What? Where was there a Chick-fil-A around here?
It was in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Well,
they
that's your first
Jersey?
Problem.
What's that?
I didn't know they had them in Jersey.
Yeah, they do. Oh. They're in like mini mall or like, you know, what do you call it? Mini malls where it's like a bunch of stores. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like all
the food court?
Jersey.
Like a strip mall, you mean?
Like Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
There's just like a bunch of different stores. There's like a men's warehouse, so you know, you can get like a nice suit and then eat Chick-fil-A.
Reward yourself with nice.
You can get a guaranteed you'll look good suit
at
the men's warehouse. And then there's like a Best Buy, and there's a Bed Bath & Beyond where I bought an Iron Maiden dartboard before. I found it in the Beyond section.
Sounds about right.
It's ridiculous how, like, metal licensing can reach.
Oh, I know. I found Maiden shit at, like, Marshall's before.
Yeah.
And the Bed Bath & Beyond thing was pretty nuts. They had one. It's not like they had, like, 10 of them.
Well, they can keep them in stock.
They were probably, selling out, you know. Word got out that Bed Bath & Beyond.
I guess those limited their autograph.
There was a Trooper cover, too.
Maybe it was just, like, some woman who worked there was sick and tired of seeing that poster hung up on her son's wall, and she brought it to work, and she's like, someone will take it.
No, it was a dartboard.
Oh.
Like, a legit, like, heavy, like, 30-pound dartboard.
Oh, no, it's an official thing. It's a thing. Like, I had one.
Well, I'm sure it is.
You had a
Iron Maiden.
Well, at the old place that I worked.
Oh, nice. Was it the Trooper, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was, like, holding the flag.
Has anyone had the Iron Maiden beer yet?
No. I do want to check it out.
Yeah, I've been wanting to check it out. They have it at St. Vitus on tap. I want
they do?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was here in the States.
Oh, yeah, they have it.
The Trooper. Ale, I believe. Beer has become a popular thing. Would you guys do that? Make your own beer?
A lot of people do that.
Jake doesn't even like beer.
I
How
do. I like
Pino?
Beer. I just
have a nice
drink it as
white
much.
Wine or something.
Now we're talking.
Barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce might be good. That'd be fun.
Or a series of pipes.
If you could do
we have grinders that we have never sold yet.
Nobody buys the grinders?
Well, we haven't put them out yet, but they're like these aluminum grinders with the Periphery logo on top. They look really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
But they're hard to get because the place won't ship them anywhere, so we can get like one shipment.
Oh. Well, why don't you like ship it to your like merch distributor and have them...
Well, you can't just ship around grinders. They have to go to a place where it's legal.
Well, I thought it's not illegal to sell a grinder, is
some
it?
Some places it is.
Wow. Really?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Well, it's not illegal. It's not...
Like, you just don't promote... You don't say that it's like a weed grinder.
Just some places have weird restrictions on it, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha.
It makes it... It's just a pain in the ass. Oh, lighters are also a hard thing to ship around, too.
Wow.
Because they're explosives.
Oh.
That's right.
In big packages.
What about like pipes? Can you is that like so?
We were talking about pipes, but that's like they're really expensive specialty items, so it's just it's all about cost. But as far as the beer goes, like we talked about doing that a while ago, and then everybody started doing it, so it's not like
right.
Yeah, Decibel's actually about to put out a book on like metal beer and like cult.
Well,
beer.
They have that guy who writes that column.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's like we've had Pig Destroyer have one, Windhand, Red Fang, Mastodon have had beer.
Yeah,
municipal waste.
Beer is like a big like a.
I think it's trend. Cool though. You know, I mean, it's like you're gonna get a good beer and it's got a cool logo on it. It's one of your favorite bands, and they're always good too. Like the Windhand beer we had was fantastic.
The Guar beer,
haven't had that.
It's pale ale, and I don't really like pale ale. So Blake from Pig Destroyer agreed with me. He was like, "Oh, I can't have any of that."
At barbecue.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you were missed, by the way.
God, I wish I was there.
You were missed.
Wish I was there.
Yeah, but.
Why couldn't you go?
Like all my friends like backed out last minute because I was going to go to Philly.
How about Rob?
Down. And then, he didn't have room in the car.
Yeah, there was no room in the car.
So I had a ride back, but not a ride down. But I am thinking about going to Delaware Death Fest. Have you guys heard about this? Really?
No.
Like, yeah, I don't think the promotion's going too
not a lot of ad.
The promotion begins right now.
Yeah. So what are the bands?
We have like six bands playing. It's Dying Fetus, Exhumed, Ringworm, Howl, The Void. Those two tours are being combined, and then Skinless got back together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did hear about
Deicide,
that.
Deicide, Suffocation, Brutality, Waking the Cadaver, of course, Beneath the Massacre. Real solid lineup. And it's only like the venue holds like 200 people, so it's gonna be pretty awesome.
They're really gonna try to profit on this thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like 70 bands max. There's more people in the performance.
Yeah.
Like between the people performing the actual.
I think they're able to sell like 8 tickets.
Yeah. Like, everyone from the band is already like in the venue. Like, where are they gonna hang
all
out?
Watching each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tour for bands by bands.
It's just for like death metal bands to watch each other. But Skinless, dude, back together. Are you anyone here a Skinless band?
Yeah.
Band is sick, man. They also used one of the best samples in any death metal song. They use a Vince McMahon sample where he says, "Life sucks and then you die." And then
nice.
A brutal death metal riff for the classic track, The Optimist.
Mm.
Nice little twist right there.
Did Vince McMahon sue them?
He's a big Skinless fan.
Rob, don't tweet about it because I know he follows.
Yeah, actually, can you cut that from this?
Yeah, my mic.
Oh boy, Rob, having a tough time.
We have a phone number here. I didn't even give it. I feel like it's the first time.
There's only three more minutes to call him.
3 minutes
right now.
646-929-1357. That's the number to dial.
Dial fast.
Ask us.
There's one last topic I want to talk about. Okay. We only have 3 minutes.
I think we have a little more because we started a bit late, but go ahead.
Okay, so you guys know the Atlas Moth, right?
Yeah.
They told me, I was out on the road with them for a bit last year, and they told me one of the best rock and roll stories I've ever heard, so I'm just curious if anyone's familiar with this, that allegedly in the heyday of Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks was doing so much coke that she had
I think
get,
I've told this on the show before.
Blow it up her ass with a straw.
Yeah.
Like
I've heard
that.
So definitely. I think we've discussed this on the show before.
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
We might have.
Seems like a live cast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's
story.
True,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm assuming it is. I mean,
that's
multiple people.
Job,
even
though.
If it's not true, like, yeah.
I was thinking about making like an intern post, like if you want to intern at Relapse, like duties include blowing coke up my asshole.
She was actually at the Juggalo Fest spreading her ass cheeks open.
Did you see any coke around her? Everyone is high. Great party trick.
Oh, thanks, Stevie.
Fleetwood Mac is getting back together now.
Well, haven't they been back together
toured.
For
I was
long?
Supposed to go. Oh, okay. I went to Roadburn instead. And I'll tell you, there were no straws at Roadburn, unfortunately.
Was there weed? I know it's in Rotterdam, right? It's not in Amsterdam or something?
Yeah, but the thing is, the Netherlands laws have changed a lot that you have to have like a local buy the weed for you. Like, foreigners are not allowed to get it.
Oh, wow.
Ridiculous. And then there's still limits, too. So, like, if you go in with a Dutch person, they're able. I don't know if it's like that in Amsterdam, too.
I heard yeah, I haven't been in a bit, while.
But, yeah, like, tourists cannot go.
I wonder if that's like a new budding business, like a.
But
like,
it didn't stop anybody. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's a music. It's a metal festival.
Was there, like, on the grounds, were people selling weed? Like, was there, like a beer
I mean,
line?
The spot's, like, literally right down the street.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a stroll over there, you know. And one interesting thing they do, which I think a lot of European venues or fests do, is instead of, like, cash bar, it's, like, all tokens that they have. So you just buy a bunch of tokens, and then since you don't tip there either, when you're buying your beers, you just give tokens out. So it's really, like, easy and convenient, too.
Yeah.
The only problem is...
it's another line to wait on, though, to get the tokens.
Well, it's, like, machines they have all over
oh,
the place,
okay.
too. Yeah.
Oh.
So it just things move so much faster. You don't have to do change or anything like that.
Yeah.
Very efficient. Some Dutch efficiency, man.
Interesting.
Highly suggest Roadburn, though. Anyone, go.
Big fest? Big fest for you?
I mean, it's the best fest I've ever been to. Yeah.
What were some of the highlights of your experience?
Cult of Luna, I'd never seen them before. They played last year. Electric Wizard, Voivod. They also, John Baisley had his first, like, art exhibit there, too. So there were all these, like, old sketches he had done of, like, drawings from when he was a kid and, like, sketches of, like, the Cavalier Tat cover and Four Horsemen Metallica piece, too. Like, that was down the street from it. The year before was, what's his name, Away from Voivod had an art exhibit, too, because he does, you know, all the band's art, which is pretty solid. And then there's, like...
Except for that last album, which looked terrible. It looked like a really bad MS Paint drawing.
I liked it. I mean, that's his style.
Yeah, that's pretty much Voivod.
Yeah, have you seen a Voivod cover before?
I have.
This was actually one of the best ones.
I don't know. But like the
bro, that alien thing would fuck you up. Look at those spikes.
I don't know. Those gradients, it's just like it looks so terrible.
He also did the cover of Mean Deviation, the book from Ian Christie's publishing company.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe it was just his color choices that ruined it. Like, the sketch itself is fine.
Who are you to criticize?
I am Rob. Who are you to criticize my criticism?
Your friend.
Well, I guess I'm not Voivod's friend. Burn!
Road burn.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good show, guys. Good stuff, Bob. Thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to watch Breaking Bad now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's going to die?
Well, yo, people are suggesting you get the Iron Sheik on the show. Have you followed his Twitter?
Oh, of course. Oh, he's a big guy on the show. We always talk about him on the show. But I've been trying. I got in contact with his public, like his PR guy, but I just wasn't. Like,
you gotta be persistent, I think.
Can't feel the deal.
Rob's not good at that.
I followed up like twice. He did not respond.
Twice, not gonna do it. Did you click send on the
How
email?
How many times did you guys set up an interview?
I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. And I'll do it. Give me the phone number.
That's not what I'm implying, Gary.
You need to call his
I'll give it
agent
to me. I'll do it.
As
the Iron Sheik. Be like, tell him you want to be on the live cast.
Why are you not coming on the live cast, you piece of shit? No good motherfucker, liar, cheap Jew Russia.
See? The agent would totally
cheap
be fooled if he set it up.
Why you not set me up on the live cast? And you killed the Daniel.
See?
If you could have any wrestler guest on this, who would it be?
Iron Sheik would be number one.
That makes sense.
Number two, I feel Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Bruiser Brody?
He's dead, though.
That's what. Annie. He didn't say Annie.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
he wouldn't
true.
Be very Chris entertaining. Benoit.
Three.
Chris.
Oh, number one.
Ask
Chris
him why he killed
Chris Benoit.
Daniel.
Yeah, why you killed baby Daniel?
I mean, we've been asking that question.
Yeah.
So
should
long.
Get Chris Benoit on with Iron Sheik.
Rob,
just wear a Chris Benoit mask while you talk to Iron Sheik, and he'll think it's.
He'll.
Do you think when he committed that cold-blooded, calculated murder that he actually like crippled crossface?
Yes, that was in the report. That's how he killed the kid.
And
putting him in his finishing move.
What is that like?
No, the wife, he strangled her to death because
okay.
they apparently got into a fight.
What is his finishing move?
The crippler crossface.
I know, like what does
that
entail?
You take like the person's arm, and that's like in between your legs, I believe, and
but,
then you.
Oh
pull
yeah.
But it's
their
a little kid.
Up.
Like the arm probably didn't even stretch that
oh,
far.
Oh, he probably
right? like,
broke him in half.
You think his son tapped?
No, that was his son having a seizure.
Yeah, that was a death rattle.
Even, like, doing fake wrestling growing up, yeah. like, this was the most painful.
Yeah, just when you pull back on the neck, that's how you...
He's tapping, but it's not going to help, King. There's no disqualification.
And he's also four.
Yeah.
Yo, in my my high school, we had not Seven. One, but two kids severely injured by getting stone cold stunned. One kid's crippled for
wrestler.
The rest of his life.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
On a bus. No, not even, like, on a school bus.
What?
Stunned him. And then like got suspended for a year.
Wait, so
that's pretty fucking stunning.
The yeah, person was, the person who got stunned,
the perpetrator was allowed to come back to school a year later.
Oh, that's good.
After crippling a kid for his entire life.
Getting
it was a sick stunner.
What was
it? Did you see it?
I didn't witness it.
No.
I didn't ride the bus.
It would have at least been worth it.
Wait,
if
the bad
video.
Kids.
This is why you shouldn't ride the fucking
Hold
bus
on.
Ever.
Yeah,
what?
True.
Like, what was the injury? A neck injury?
Yeah,
like,
he broke his neck.
It's kind of impossible to stun someone
wow.
if they're not cooperating. I mean,
exactly.
Unless
yeah.
you kick him in the stomach first. That's
but,
why he
well,
does
yeah,
that.
That's the
it's
idea
just a move mind. That makes no sense except in wrestling because it's like the
yeah.
guy has to jump down and then pop
like
up.
Like a pedigree.
So did
yeah,
the guy jump?
Be involved with it.
So they were planning to do a move together and the guy was trying to sell
no, there was
it.
No plan. The dude was
he
just on
grabbed
his
stunning rampage. Right. So he just went down and just...
And snapped
yeah,
his neck.
Right. So what really happens when you do a stunner is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a lethal finisher that you snap neck with it. We also had a different kid, completely unrelated, a different kid who was like the stun king, and he was like left, one of the kids who was like left behind, you know, so all he did instead of like learning was stunning kids, and the teachers wouldn't do anything about it. Like, they'd watch us like, get stunned by this bully all the time, and he enacted this rule, like, if you wore a Stone Cold shirt, you were immune from getting stunned that day.
So there
and,
was...
like, kids, started, I went to Walmart and bought, like, an Austin 316 shirt. I wasn't even, I like WCW.
His dad probably worked at Walmart. He
I don't think he had a
sale.
Dad,
oh,
man.
Well.
It was one of those situations. And I remember, like, even in, like, gym class, he'd be, like, doing, what was Scott Hall's
Razor's Edge?
Move? Yeah, he'd like razor edge a kid off like
Jesus.
Like the balcony. Like,
oh my God!
And like the gym teacher would come in and be like, "All right, guys, quit clowning around right now." It's like we're not clowning around; we're getting beat up just because it's wrestling moves. You know,
yeah.
This dude is
Jesus
kicking our ass.
Christ.
I wow. once gave a kid this scorpion death drop by staying the
reverse
on the sidewalk, and his head hit the sidewalk really hard. But he lived; he was fine.
We used to just do figure fours.
Those hurt too.
Yeah, but
that
you're not gonna kill someone.
We convinced a friend of mine when we were all like teenagers to get into a surfboard, which is one of those moves where you like hook their legs
oh,
and then
yeah,
pick them up and they're wow. hanging. And he was like, "That is the most painful thing I have ever experienced."
Yeah. I can see that.
Like, if you really
who administered the surfboard?
Some other kid.
But that's another move that
no,
you
can't
get into.
That's a
get
next
into.
Level move.
You can't
yeah.
get into it, though, unless the guy cooperates.
Yeah.
I mean, most wrestling moves is
yeah.
cool.
Well, the
yeah.
good wrestling
otherwise,
moves.
It's assault,
I mean, yeah, the good wrestling moves, though, are ones that, if it wasn't fake, you could do that to the person, you know?
Like
yeah.
the scoop slam?
Or whatever. Like, yeah, it might look better because the guy's cooperating. That's fine, but... If it's a move that I can't do to someone, if they don't help me out, then I think it's whack. You know, it's like a shitty
yeah.
move.
The best wrestling move I ever did, we used to, in my building had like this big like lobby area that was like almost like the size and shape of a wrestling ring. So all those little kids, when there weren't like people coming and going, we'd like do fake wrestling. And one time I was like, there was a kid on the other team that I really didn't like who
yeah.
lived in my building. So I'm like, I'm warning you, I'm going to be the Bushwhackers. So be prepared. And I bit him on the thigh really fucking hard. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, I said, this is what they do.
Did you go lick him later? Lick
no,
his face?
There was no licking, just biting. And thankfully he was wearing sweatpants, so it wasn't like biting skin. But still, it hurt. I left some teeth marks on that motherfucker.
And now you have rabies.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. It was worth it. No regrets.
Janet Jackson would not get in a bed with me. That's all I'm saying.
Again.
What were you going to say, Bob?
I just remembered one other. We had a kid get brain damage in my high school, too, from getting German suplex.
Oh, what? None of my friends ever got, like, any sort of injury.
It was an epidemic of, like, wrestling moves.
Where did you go to school?
It was in South Jersey. It was just, like, kids destroying each other. And in the German suplexer, I think he was allowed. Like, we didn't feel safe. We're like, we don't want this guy.
What is that like?
It's like a kid bringing the German suplex. You grab a man from behind. Like, you know.
You hug him from behind.
You hug him from behind. And then you, like, lift him over your body and, like, throw him.
You throw him over your head.
Against the ground. So your skull crushes. Like, you're not supposed to do it on concrete. You know?
Right.
But this dude did, and the kid was retarded anyway, and then he, like, got brain damage. Like, it was such
maybe
a
he thought he was going to fix him.
To do.
Like in the cartoons when you get kicked in the head by a donkey, and then you get kicked the second time, and you're back to normal.
Yeah.
He's just trying to fix the kid.
I could see the Nazis, like, performing experiments like that, like German suplexing, like, retarded.
That's where it came from. Yeah.
To see if it fixes them. It doesn't, folks.
Well, the Nazis thought killing them was fixing them, so it worked for them.
Now, when ICP showed up, with the oddities in WWF at the time, were you like, this is unbelievable?
Yeah, I watched all the rest.
My two worlds colliding now.
They were in WCW with Vampiro and the Deadpool. They were in ECW before that too, and then before WWF.
Oh really? I don't remember.
Rob, remember that Ring of Honor show we were at when ICP did a run in and got booed out of the fucking venue?
Serious?
Yes.
There was one Juggalo kid already in the audience, and he was so psyched.
No,
and the rest of us booed.
There were like 10 or 15.
There weren't
Juggalo.
That many. There were definitely not that many.
It was like a surprise appearance that they clearly announced because they played a show.
Okay.
In Philly,
this was
like,
WWF?
No, this was Ring of Honor. This is like after ECW closed down.
Was
like,
I at this?
A venue in
I don't
Philly.
Think so.
Yeah. This is, I don't know if you know where the Murphy Rec Center is.
It's the old ECW arena?
No. It's like a few blocks away from it. So
Anyway,
it's a small basketball gym, basically. Yeah. Like a basketball guard gym. And so these like 10 jugglers. And like, this is like, nobody looks like a juggalo at the show. So we're like, who are these people with their faces painted? And then ICP comes out and everybody's like, you know, we don't want this or
no
whatever.
Way.
Like just chanting like.
So they don't know good wrestling.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then the 10 juggalos were just like cursing every get it, man.
Well, I remember from ICP wrestling and WCW was they had that match with Mike Awesome when he was that 70s guy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they had and it was like
they
a full
threw him
count
off
anywhere.
A school bus.
Yeah, they, right. He was on. He drove in with the Partridge Family bus. That was his gimmick.
Because it was that 70s guy.
Yeah, he threw Shaggy Too Dope off the fucking bus.
He actually severely injured him. They had to quit after that.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
And now Mike Awesome's dead, so.
Yep.
Is he?
Yeah,
a while ago.
How did he?
Yeah,
he OD'd.
Oh,
yeah.
Over that gimmick.
He was a little too 70s. So you were a WCW guy? You were like into NWO? Was that your
thing?
Yeah,
I mean, Black and Red, Wolfpack, man. Pretty sweet. Loved it, yeah. And I loved Raven. I mean, I feel like...
Yeah, Raven is one of my all-time favorites.
He would go from wearing like a... I think he wore like Sentence shirts.
To a Nevermore
shirts.
Yeah,
to wearing ICP shirts, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
He had phenomenal taste in music.
How do you have this just queued up?
I'm magical.
He's a pro.
Yeah. Conan, dude, do you remember
Conan.
His music video?
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
Oh,
he's the
unbelievable.
Worst. He's the worst.
And then Sting joined the Wolfpack, dude.
Yeah.
WWF was shaking in their boots because WCW was just killing it.
No.
At that point, they bought him out.
Oh, for a while,
like
were.
A week.
By the time of the Wolfpack, they were already.
Yeah. They were already. Yeah. No.
That was after Mick Foley won.
Yeah, like the Austin.
Goldberg ruined WCW.
Yeah.
That was part of it, sure. I think a lot of things.
I think
the NWO ruined it after the first.
Just they never lost the NWO. They never, like, the good guys.
And Goldberg went, like, 150-0.
Yeah.
But it was a good idea that they never did anything with.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember any memorable matches from the NWO at all?
No, it was all, like, gang.
I remember Hogan versus Sting for how unmemorable it was.
Yeah. There was that one Horace Hogan match that was great.
Nah, Horace. And then they got the, like, they started saturating it with every guy that ever left WWF at the time.
Exactly.
Fucking the John Nord.
Ric Flair was the...
Hugh Morris was in one of them, wasn't
he? Yeah, yeah, the B team. Virgil was in the NWO.
Yeah.
Lex you guys Luger have read the Virgil bag on Deadspin,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. my God.
That's
the
best thing on the internet.
So good. Those Ric Flair stories.
Have we not had him on the show? Speaking of autographs.
We should get
he'll like hangs out at like
he's sitting outside right now.
Yeah. Maybe a Comic-Con, because we're going to have a booth there. Maybe
has
like...
he ever had a booth at Smorgasburg out here?
I've never seen him at Smorgasburg. But
he loves the ramen burger.
Maybe I'll be jumping up on the $20 to do like an interview.
Just have like the dollar bill on the fishing pole and just lure him all the way back to the studio. He'll go. It'll work.
Yeah. Some white cat.
Rest in peace.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Really good show. Bob, thank you for popping in and hanging out with us.
And yeah, thank you. It was a hilarious show today.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure.
And anything you want to plug really quickly?
We have a lot of good records coming out.
There you go. RelapseRecords.com. Is it BrutalPandaRecords.com? Is
yes.
that the other?
Whore's record coming out next. That album rules.
Yeah, and when's that Necrophagist record coming out?
Well, apparently they're recording a new record, right?
No.
We'll see.
It's never happening. And thank you, Jake, as always, for sitting in. When are you leaving, Jake? You guys have a tour starting soon, right? When are you no longer going to be on the show? I didn't mean it that way, but
tomorrow. I am leaving in 2 weeks.
You guys are going out on the road with Born of Osiris.
Deadler Circus. I wish it was a Safety Fire.
Safety Fire is with Between
we
the
love
Fires.
Those
I'm
guys,
sorry.
But...
Deadler Circus. And what was the other band? Oh, it's Twelfth Ninja.
Twelfth Ninja.
Yeah. So that's a cool tour. And I will be hitting Outback Steakhouses all across the country. See me on my Rob yes. Goes to the Outback tour.
Eddie Trunk will be introducing me.
Yeah, so like he'll be taking up all the allotted time. So I actually don't get to make it.
You'll be into your fourth rack of ribs by the time he's done talking.
I will never be that person. I will never.
You never know.
Say that now.
Part of me is like, well, I understand.
You want to be that person.
I don't want to be the one to be like promoting Eddie Trunk's Essentials Volume 2 book.
It would be Rob Casbani's Essentials Volume 2.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, you don't want to be the guy that's like at someone else's show hawking
yeah.
their own
promoting
shit.
His own shit.
Yeah, I would never do that. But go to metalinjection.net/merch to pick up some t-shirts. Uh-huh. And
are there any Rob shirts yet?
No.
They should do that, man. Like this, but like you.
Just my face.
Yeah. Oh, Che Guevara. Guevara.
Yeah, that would
there's
be
that one for Black Metal History Month.
That's mm-hmm. Abe Lincoln.
Oh, I thought. Yeah,
Che Pasbani.
No. All right.
I would wear one.
Me too.
Well, maybe I'll just get you like a...
Kids could turn them into back patches, too. You
go
know,
to Coney Island. Like you could get things. Those airbrushed.
Sid, do you have anything to plug? Before we go?
Listen to less music. Everyone read a fucking book. They change. That's it. I'm good.
Darren, right. Anything to plug?
White Castle. Roy Rogers, I should say. Right. And actually eat that.
Nothing.
No, nothing to plug.
Nothing.
No? Prospect Park. That's another. Well, I highly recommend Prospect
Paisley
Park.
Paisley Park, I recommend.
All right.
We just walked by Prospect Park the other day, and Jake's like, oh, is that where Darren got a beat?
Where well, part there of it was?
There
it?
Should be a plaque on the tree. Here's the spot.
What bench?
What park did you walk by?
I don't remember.
I was on the side where you come out, and then there's Wendy's across the street.
Actually, the truth is, it was by the cemetery, and I'm like, no, that's the cemetery.
Okay,
we were
on further down.
I just saw a sign for Prospect Park,
nice.
And it pointed into a dark area, so I'm like, that's you could probably get a blowjob in there.
Outdoor blowjobs are so filthy.
Yes. Where was the filthiest blowjob you ever got, Bob? just to close this out here,
he was on the next tree to me, right?
Filthiest blowjob.
Yeah, each other room at McDonald's.
Leah,
that's not true.
I feel the ladies' room would probably be.
We were in McDonald's that same day. I told you it didn't wasn't working.
He didn't
the handicap bathroom at McDonald's.
I guess it's so unromantic. I was just sitting there holding the door closed, like like what if someone comes? You know, let's just.
Well, isn't that the point? Yeah. Like, well,
no, it's not the point. I don't want to get caught.
No, somebody coming.
Oh, I get it. Sorry. Right over my head.
Well, isn't that the point for it to go over yet? All right, let's get out of here before we just make endless pun jokes. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another new edition of the live cast.
We're going to have a guest?
Maybe.
You want to mention? No.
Oh, yeah, no, we're going to have the Jaded Punk. Dan Ozzie is going to be sitting in on the show. That should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He just did a great write-up on Miley Cyrus, my punk rock artist.
Yes.
And it's so true.
And the best thing about that is the comments of how outraged people are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? You don't know shit about punk. Shut the fuck up. We'll talk about it next week. Okay. See you then.
Okay.